This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Jetzt wird Zeit, dass wir eine kleine Auszeit nehmen, damit wir auch die Chance haben, das, was wir angekündigt
haben. Vorsicht!
Zu tragen. Finno@r.de oder.
I gotta get new kicks. I cannot wait, so make way while I jump the queue. Something fresh to step in and I feel alright.
Terminologie, das ist sein Katholizismus.
Oh, you ain't got money. I get this next round, mate, don't worry. Mate, it's on me. Mate, it's on me. I'll pay for this one. Mate, it's on me.
You can sort me out later on.
Or maybe next week.
Berliner Tageblatt.
This is how we do it with my mate's wife. It's Friday night. He's with the rest of the fellas on the west side. Told me she's feeling bored and she's gonna pick me up. He's out drinking, so she got the keys to his truck.
Oh. You know what, though? The truth is that's what these people in the charts these days might as well be saying in their tunes.
Hey, I'm telling you, man, whoever's doing it, we need to get the greatest hits out there now.
You know? But like you say, there's lots of nonsense out there on the radio. But right now,
you are tuned into the Sarah Love and Mice Diggy Hip Hop Show right here on FUBAR Radio for all you mother lovers. This is the way to start the week right here.
Yes, and we've got so much goodness coming up for you today. Remember to get in touch. You can email us at hiphop@fubarradio.com and find us on Twitter @FUBARRadio2. We love to hear from you guys. And really, this show is all about you. So, you know, get your voices through to us. We have guests galore again in the studio coming up. We have Foreign Beggar's Own Orifice Volgatron is going to be in tune with us, telling us about a brand new project they have. You don't want to miss this. It is super fresh. Seriously, every week as well, we have Maestro investigating the most important issues. And I'm loving the question this week, Maestro. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to getting into that.
Real important one. People have been asking me about this all week, so I want to find out.
Exactly. And we have the open mic coming up with two very nice featured MCs for you to so hold tight to find out who that's going to be.
Yes.
And it's the Hip Hop University Challenge final!
The finale! But I must add, I've got to say one thing, because it's the finale as long as I win. Because we're 2-1 right now, remember
that? So you might have to bring it back.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Hip Hop history buff might be able to last another week.
Elongate that. And every show, we have something called Are You Taking the Piss? So stay tuned to find out what that's all about, just in case you don't. And we have loads of good new music for you as well. It's all about hip hop right about now until 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and Mice Diggy. I realised last week I also played something brand new featuring Farrah Monch. And it's that time again. Marco Polo, loving that guy on the beats. And Afro featuring Farrah Monch on this one. Keep it locked to FUBAR Radio with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy.
With lasers and anger and banging pace and the change of a shaking Eric and stand shaping the lyrics and stabbing your face with hangers and mask and tape. I laugh and jab at the wrath of pain and merit to grasp. Slash guitar, ask it all, bomb making, planning drops. I'm saying all Ray is rubber than Macklemore. Travel faster, laughter, hacks a rapper. Snap a track, an apple, Abernathy had an Adam's apple, had venereo. Every tackle, shackled, factual pack of jack and knack of sack and stacking jackals. Afro is the head of rap hysteria. They say I'm gibberish, I did it on purpose. Lifted innocence from the Virgil who went to the church's tip to the waitress, sits at the mixing in the shift of the matrix. Ziggy is deadly, your frog face look like Marlon Wayans on his worst day. Spray painted, tainted, verse slayed, earned wage from Vern, Ernest heard it from the grave.
I rip and I rhyme and I rhyme and I rip. Now this is the way that the lines are spit. With Afro on the mic, Marco Polo on the boards. We swore, we swore, we swore. I rip and I rhyme and I rhyme and I rip. Now this is the way that the
sicker than Mr. Robot, Anakin Skywalking, anima animal on the mic, cannibal cyborg protesting, fighting for his mechanical rights, publishing in my fucking mechanical rights. Swarm, West African killer bee abilities, a martyr with modern day smart bombs, armed with Kevlar body armor, that's a part of my particle melting artillery. Kidnap the president's daughters without a plan, clap at the Ku Klux Klan and hack Hillary, and all this while I was getting head service from my personal server. Shit, she should not have been on her personal server. Cherry picking, licking nipples, playing Contra with Jane Fonda. Now that's a triple entendre. Pharaoh, I actually mastered the supernatural. Strike you out like statue, then I'll clap at you when I tabernacle. Crack a statue, rapping Matthews backwards if you're attacking Afro. Hijack a crack a jackass and a ransom if he's asking for cash flow. Fascist, radical bastard with a beard who could be casted as Casco. Attack any assassin with a spear and put my ashes out on these assholes. You gotta be kidding me, you're forbidden to battle the god when he got a gas mask on.
We swore.
Marco Polo on the boards on that one. Loving that tune. It's called Swarm. You're tuned into FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Mice Diggy.
Ow!
That afro, man, he sounds familiar. Like, I'm wondering if it's someone
that we know.
Yeah, who's changed their name.
Yeah, and they're coming with the remix for their identity. But not to be confused, as we were just saying off the mic, with Afro Man.
Sarah's favourite artist, because he's got a swing like Tyson in his
head. He's got better right hook than Ali. Damn, yeah, that was proper cracked out when that happened, man.
That was weird. Even if he said, like, for people who don't know, Afro Man, the guy, because I got high, he
finished his career in one night.
He just swung on, someone had jumped on stage. Was it a woman as well, wasn't it?
A woman. Yeah, I think it was.
So a woman had jumped on stage whilst he's performing, and he had his back turned to her or whatever. And then, you know, as soon as he decided to turn around, his right fist followed with him.
Psycho.
And he more or less knocked her out. And that's after that, you haven't really heard much. I mean, was that this year or last year? It happened earlier, not too long ago
recent.
Since then. Obviously it's not that Afro Man.
Who knows, maybe. He's remarketing, no. Yeah. And that behaviour, you've blatantly got to be on something connect to just like react like that.
Yeah, because even if he's on stage trying to act like, oh, that was just a reaction. You know, if you sneak up on me like that, it's like, bruv, you're doing a show. You're on stage performing to a bunch of people. When do people, do you know what I mean? You've got security there.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
put the crack pipe down, man. Yeah, no excuses.
Anyway.
Ain't no excuses. Yeah. It's FUBAR Radio, and we are taking care of you until 6. Hit us up in the studio on hiphop@fubarradio.com. I was about to give out like my personal email address or something that I wouldn't have gone down to.
Yeah,
well, but you know, like,
in, trouble, yeah.
In it, we have so much goodness coming up for you, including the open mic and Are You Taking the Piss? But, you know, I like to start the show off with some positivity.
Yes.
You know, that's the tone that we need to begin our week is with some goodness, because I genuinely think there's so many people out there doing good things and the world needs to know about it. It doesn't get publicised enough. And that's why we have a section of the show called
Big Up, Big Up.
And really, each week, I'm just picking someone who I just think, like, you know, really, they've earned the big up. Have you heard of Jonah Lomu, Maestro?
No, you know my ignorant ass ain't really heard of anybody.
Well, Jonah Lomu, for those who don't know, including Maestro, he's a rugby legend. Guy is just an OG, and sadly, he died a couple of weeks ago. He's only 40 years old, but he's literally like one of the most important people in like the history of rugby. And a memorial service was held at Eden Park Stadium in Auckland, New Zealand. That's like the home of the All Blacks. He's got like all kinds of crazy records as a rugby player that I don't understand.
They're saying that he kind of put rugby on it. He made it more of a worldly sport, like
and the like it helped definitely the marketing of rugby and everything. So he's just such an important person. And I was in New Zealand a few years ago DJing there, and I remember I was sitting in a petrol station, and Jonah Lomu came into the petrol station, and I was just like, oh my god.
How did it, how was the petrol? Did it blow up?
Yeah, it just ignited spontaneously. But no, he was just like, he's just one of those people, just had this, aura. Just radiated, his aura kind of thing. And then just crazy as a sportsman too. And, you know, such an influential person and important person for New Zealand. Last week I was talking with Peen Money, the hip hop producer from New Zealand. And he's from the same area as of Auckland as Jonah Lomu, South Auckland, which is like really the hood out there. So for the people out there, for a lot of the people out there, he was just so inspirational, you know, as a story, a great story that made it out of the hood. So I just think Jonah Lomu, we love you so much. You did so many great things, and it was just beautiful, this memorial service that happened at the Eden Park Stadium, where a bunch of former All Blacks and current All Blacks all got together and did the haka. Have you seen the haka before?
Yeah.
All of that stuff.
War and dance.
Yeah, it's like that intimidate your opponent kind of vibes that they do before the matches. So, and this is what the haka sounded like at the weekend. What a dope send off, right?
Wow.
I mean, if I was about to have a fight with someone and then they started doing all that, I'd definitely be like, okay, let's talk. We can talk this out. Exactly. But yeah, I just thought that was beautiful. And when you see the footage of it online, you know, it was just super moving, man. So definitely wanted to send a big up out to Jonah Lomu and his contribution to the world, inspiring kids and just greatness. You know, but there's been a lot happening over this weekend.
Rest in peace, man.
That needed
What else? What was this World March that?
And this is the thing that I think is so deep, because you have these massive marches where it's like tens of thousands of people attending, and hardly any news. Exactly. And then because they didn't want any trouble and hardly any media coverage. So on Saturday, there was an anti-war march in London, tens of thousands of people there as well, like marching through Whitehall. And because our great fine leader, David Cameron, is planning, he wants to convince Parliament to bomb in Syria and stuff. And so like people
Boy, that ain't my leader. I'm talking about that.
But this guy, he's a psychopath.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's like,
how are you like saying that with a straight face? You psycho. Like, he scares me.
Yeah, it's worrying, man. I to be honest, I think it's a lot to do with that, you know, having a bit of power. You got to have a certain amount of ego to want to rule a country, you know, to say, like, I should be running this country. I should be making this happen and that happen for people. Yeah, I know best. So there's obviously a level of, all right, you're a bit sick anyway. Now it's just how much of this sickness are we going to allow
to continue?
To comply to.
It lasted a long time with Margaret Thatcher, man. So hopefully. I know. And then it's just scary as well, because he's trying to make a, you know, convince the country that we should go and like bomb the city of Raqqa, which like a million people live there. And I don't trust the word this guy has to say. So you had this massive march happening in on Saturday through London, organised by the Stop the War Coalition. And Lindsay German, she spoke about why they're opposed to this.
We're very much opposed to David Cameron's plans to have a vote in Parliament to bomb Syria. The bombing has already been going on for more than a year by other forces. At the moment, Syria is being bombed by the two biggest military powers in the world, the United States and Russia. So there is no case for it actually solving the problem. ISIS is as strong as it was before the bombing started. And also, we have the record of 14 years of bombing. Every single country that we've bombed, the wars are still going on there in Afghanistan, in Iraq and in Libya. So we don't see any case for it at all.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, where have we gone and started, gotten involved in wars and actually improved the situation? So when he's trying to give this argument that this is a good cause, you are a psychopath. What are you talking about, man?
And the thing is as well, is like, you know, considering what's recently just happened in France, why would he think that that's a good idea now?
That's why the whole thing is so shady. And if you just look at it objectively, it's like, none of this makes sense, what you're saying, dude. Mm. And it's like, I always remember my dad saying to me, the first casualty of war is the truth. Mm. And that's blatantly what we're getting like now with this government. They're just selling straight lies to the people and, you know, trying to convince us that we should go out and kill women and children in
Drop bombs on there. That'll sort it out.
I know, crazy man. So I just have so, you know, I rate everyone who was out there on Saturday protesting. You definitely get a serious
big up.
Because it wasn't very nice weather this weekend. And then on Sunday, yesterday, we had another important march, the climate change march. So hundreds of thousands.
What's the deal with this then? How are they going to change the climate by marching? How? That's all I want to find out, first of all.
It's creating solidarity, Mice. Okay. Well, no, I think it's important, though, that these things happen, even though it's not necessarily an instant...
In order to raise awareness, or...
But also recognising that you're not the only person who agrees with these kind of thoughts, and that, you know, the powers that be need to recognise that a lot of the population of the world want them to put legislation in place to correct these things, you know. And so I think it's like hundreds of thousands of people worldwide marched yesterday across 2,500 demonstrations.
Wow. Worldwide?
Worldwide, yeah. Damn. So it was literally like Spain, Indonesia, Philippines, Australia, Germany, South Korea, New Zealand, South Africa, and way more. And this was all ahead of the UN summit, which is happening today in Paris, where you've got like world leaders of 195 countries talking about climate change and what they're going to do about it. And yesterday in London, there was at least 50,000 people attended the march in London. It was like pissing down with sideways rain and everything. So I just have a proper
big up.
To everyone who was like out there sideways in their cagoules, man.
Out there in the sideways rain, or walking sideways, talking sideways.
That's serious determination, man, you know. And on the line, we should have a lady, because this has had barely any media coverage. I don't even get it. When you've got tens and thousands of people in the street, but no one's talking about it.
See,
so
that's what worries me, is the fact that, so it's meant to raise awareness, but there are not enough people even hearing about it once it has happened.
That's how you know it's shady, the way like the news and media report things. Yeah, so if we're not going to shout about this, you know, we need to make sure we're shouting about this. And on the line, I have someone who is actually at the march. Abby, can you hear us?
Hello, hi,
Abby.
Hey. And so how was the march? Because like I say, there's only little snapshots of it that you see online, but was it like all good vibes? Was it
sideways rain? What was the sideways rain?
It was sideways rain, but I'm from Yorkshire, so we're all totally used to that. It was a really exciting event, and fantastic to see such a large amount of people get together. You were just saying about how little information you hear about the issues of climate change in the media, which is really important for these events when that many people mobilise and get together, and as you were saying, Sarah, share each other's views on how to progress. The whole aim of the march was to create some pressure on the politicians all meeting at the climate conference this week, with an aim to bring some sort of legally binding universal agreement on the climate, with the aim of keeping global warming below 2 degrees Celsius. which and it was a fantastic atmosphere, full of people from all walks of lives. This is an issue that affects everybody.
Exactly. Because when ish hits the fan, we're all going down, whatever your faith, whatever your race, however old you are. And it was ill because I saw a dope quote from Chuck D in an interview he did in The Guardian this weekend as well, where he was like saying he has a young daughter and in 2030 she's going to be 24. And he really needs, what we all need to be doing is preparing what the world is going to be like for them by the time they're young adults, you know?
Absolutely, and just to interject, Vivienne Westwood made a fantastic speech, and in hers she was alluding to the fact that, you know, that our elite, our societal elite, are already working towards this, and if we continue in the same blind vein way that we have been going, certainly in the Western world, because we're the biggest contributors to CO2 gases and the rising problems, deforestation, etc., etc. If it continues, you know, we've got above like 4 degrees, for example, you can draw a line from Paris around the circumference of the world, and anything below Paris is going to be uninhabitable, leaving just a tiny pocket of land. David Cameron's going to be moving aside.
Man, all this, he wants to bomb the place. He's like, yeah, just throw a bomb. Maybe if we throw a bomb on the moon, would that work?
Yeah.
Let's go to war with the moon. Go to war with the sun.
Do you know what I'm saying? Thank you so much, Abby, because it's so important for us to like hear from people who were actually there, you know, because this is representing a significant cross-section of the community. This isn't like just some fairy tale thing where it's like five nutters are out there and Jeremy Corbyn, you know. So thank you so much for giving us a flavour of what it was like, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that.
Thank you guys.
And even the Pope had something to say about it. You know, he was like, "It was an an important meeting on climate change." And he's in the Central African Republic at the moment. He's the first Pope ever to visit a war-torn area. And he said, "An important meeting on climate change is held in Paris. It would be sad and, dare I say, even catastrophic, were particular interests to prevail over the common good. In this international context, we're confronted with a choice which cannot be ignored, either to improve or destroy the environment." You know what I'm saying?
He's like saying, look, I've been praying and praying and shit ain't changed, so boy, let's really talk to the powers that be out there
and make something happen.
That's it. From time the Pope is getting involved, then you know shit is about to go down. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. So,
so Pope,
so
big up
and Abby,
big up
and Vivienne Westwood,
big up
and everyone. Mother lovers out going crazy over Black Friday, don't get her.
Oh, big up. Gosh, I'm holding that back for Are You Taking the Piss, because seriously, that's some madness. But yeah, I thought, what more perfect tune to play now than this track from Mos Def, New World Water. Hit us up in the studio, hiphop@foobarradio.com. coming up next, Maestro is going to be investigating.
Try it with your friend. New world water make the tide rise high. Come inland and make your house go by. Fools done upset the old man river. Made him carry slave ships and fed him dead niggas. Now his belly full and he about to flood something. So I'm throwing rope that ain't tied to nothing. Tell your crew use the H2 and Y's amounts. It's the new world water and every drop counts. You can laugh and take it as a joke if you wanna, but it don't rain a full week some summers. And it's about to get real wild in the half. You be buying every yard just to take a fucking bath. Heads is acting wild, sipping brew and pumping dank. Competing with the next man for higher playing rank. So now I ain't got time try to be Big Hank. Fuck a bank. I need a 20-year water tank. Cause while these knuckleheads is out here sweating their guts, the sun is sitting in the treetops, burning the woods. And if the flame from the blaze get higher and higher, they say, don't drink the water, we need it for the fire. New York is drinking it. New world. No, all of California is drinking it. New world. Way up north and down south is drinking it. New world. Used to have minerals and zinc in it. New world. Now they say it got lead and stink in it. Fluorocarbons and monoxide. Push the water table lopsided. Used to be free, now of course you will feed. Cause all things fill their notice, they roll across the sea. Man, you gotta cook with it, baby, clean with it.
That's right.
When it's hot summertime, you fiend for it.
No.
You gotta put it in the iron you steaming
with.
That's right. It's what they dress wounds and treat diseases
Shout
with.
It out.
The rich and poor, black and white got need for
That's
it.
Right.
And everybody in the world can agree with
Let
this.
Them know.
Cause
consumption promotes health and easiness. That's go right. Too long without it on this earth and you leaving it. Shout it out. Americans wasting it on some leisure shit. Say word. Another nation be desperately seeking it. Bacteria washing up on their beaches. Say and word. Don't drink the water so they can't wash their feet with it. Young babies in perpetual neediness. Say word. Epidemics hopping up off the petri dish. Control centers try to play all secret it. To avoid public panic and freaking. There are places where TB is common as TV. Cause foreign based companies go and get greedy. The type of cats who pollute the whole shoreline have it purified and sell it for $1.25. Now the world is drinking it. Your mom's wife and baby girl is drinking it. Up north and down south is drinking it. You just have to go to your sink for it. The cash register is going to chink for it. Pearl carbon and monoxide. Got the fish looking cockeyed. Used to be free, now of course you a fee. Cause it's all about getting that cash. Money, said 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 it's all about getting your cash. Money, said it's all about getting that 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 cash. Money, Johnny cash. Money, Roseanne cash. Money, give me cash. Money, Cole cash. Money, Johnny cash. Money, Roseanne cash. Money, give me cash. Money, cash. Money, cash. Everything around me. Move.
Yes.
Damn.
You know.
Most Def.
I know.
What's his other name as well?
Yasin Bey.
Yeah.
All
right. We'll just call him Most Def.
Let's just stick with what we know.
It's easy to remember. But yeah. Damn. That's the kind of stuff I want to hear him on, man. That was.
It's true.
That was nice.
Because that's what I find hard with so many rappers is like there's some people who are great MCs, but they're not good at picking beats.
Yeah. Or sometimes it's like. They pick beats that you don't necessarily find that suit them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, Cannabis had that problem.
Aww,
do you know what I mean? Cannabis. He was a crazy MC, but then when it came to, like, picking beats, it was always like, And Nas had that problem for a while. After the second album, you know, then it started to get like, what's he rapping on this for? What's he rapping on that? But then people, like, Raekwon had that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not throwing anyone under the bus. I'm just being honest.
No.
Yeah, and then once they worked out, like, oh, right, you just want to hear me doing this? All right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can't. And that's Most Def right there.
Yeah, and that's also what I just think sometimes people need to recognise what their strengths are and not be afraid to delegate to other people. Because like something like Illmatic, the reason that sounds so dope is because you had someone overseeing the whole project, so putting it all together because he was just specialising in those fire bars.
Yeah, for real.
But you're yes, right, it's hip hop on FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and Mice Diggy.
That's
and
right
about now, it's that time.
We're going in, mother lovers. Let me get my Mice AKs on, you know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome you down to the FUBAR Radio Cafe with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy. My name is Mice AKs. That's right, Mice AKs. Hayes, mother lovers, and we be getting you down and up all the time. Right now, Mice Diggy gonna investigate certain you mother.
Hey, shut your mouth.
I was gonna say lovers. Yo, so this week, man, you know, I get me and this girl, we always get into some. There's beef, you know what I mean? Me and this, it's my niece.
I was going to say, do you need me to go sort someone out for you?
It's my niece, man. She's always getting stuff before I do. Like, anything she asks for, she gets it.
Okay.
When I ask, I don't get shit. Do you know what I mean? I have to, like, literally beg to get, like, a little cupcake and some tea or, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Apple crumble with some extra custard, no. But when she asks, for some reason, she gets everything she wants. And it made me think, like,
aww.
Right, if only we could swap voices.
How old is she?
She's like 3.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I was like, right, if I had a 3-year-old's voice, I'd probably be able to get anything I could want in the world. Like
mama.
Yeah, but it's all in the voice. I've realised it's all in the voice. Now, people have been asking me about this whole voice of chocolate velvet cake thing, and it's true. If chocolate velvet cake could talk, it would probably sound like this. That's what I figured, yeah? Let's
I'll
be honest.
I
might be just a bit... Horlicks. I was trying to go for hot chocolate, but I might just be Horlicks at the moment. I'm working my way towards chocolate velvet cake, though. So I wanted to find out from the listeners. All my listeners out there, please hit us up at FUBAR Radio on Twitter or hiphop@fubarradio.com. And please help me investigate. Help me on my investigation. I want to find out whose voice would you have for one day and why? voice would you have for one day, and why, mother lovers? At FUBAR Radio on Twitter, hiphop@fubarradio.com, and let us know.
I've got a list as long as my arm.
This
man.
Is a serious investigation.
I could
right
pick
here.
Like a different voice for every day of the year. Honestly,
so for, go on, who,
but do you know what I realised? Because when you told me earlier, yeah, that this is what you wanted to investigate. I realise this is so messed up because all the voices that I'm picking are like men's voices. I'm disturbed, mice.
Yeah, I had a feeling though that
I've got issues.
It'll be like that. Women are going to want some man's voice and men are going to want a women's voice. For some strange reason, I want a little 3-year-old girl's voice. I don't even know what that means. But all I know is I'll probably get
that is worrying.
A whole lot more out of life. I think I'll get more out of life. Money, can I have it? Bam. Before she even asked for what it is. Do you know what I mean? It's there in front of her.
I guess the baby crying is a pretty effective one too, because people are just like, just give it whatever it needs to shut up.
Yeah, that's probably part of it, right?
Yeah. But then there's like so many voices in hip hop that I think would be wicked to, like, woo! I'd love to have like Little John or Fat Man Scoop's voice. Yeah, yeah.
If you had Little John's voice, I don't know if I could handle it for 2 hours, okay. Though, sir.
Yeah, but then also on the other end of the scales, like Be Real of Cypress Hill.
Yeah. Oh,
that'd
my
be
days.
Fun.
Sound like Be Real. Nah, I can't even get up there. I can't.
You know, I mean,
too much chocolate in my voice.
Exactly. But then I was also like, oh, Barry White.
Exactly. See, back in the day, they used to call me Larry, you know, the younger cousin twice removed from Barry White. But, you know, I didn't really want to put it out there like that, girl.
No.
You know, when you make those biscuits, girl. Yes.
It's dangerous.
Larry White.
Dangerous.
Larry White.
But then also Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela.
I'm not even gonna disgrace my like, people.
Yeah, let me not even try and go there, man.
Disgrace my family by trying to impersonate Nelson Mandela.
So you had so you could choose any voice you wanted for one day. Who would you go for then?
Wow. I mean, like I'm saying, I got names for days. I don't want to steal everyone, all the listeners' names as well. But yeah, I mean, James Brown, that would be pretty fresh too.
Oh, get on the good foot.
Yeah.
Come on with it. Get your bad self.
People would definitely pay attention, wouldn't
That's
they?
That's true. That's very true.
And
man.
Then the other week we mentioned Paul Robeson with the Auburn River.
Yeah, if you had that voice, boy, the slave masters might come back out, boy. Hey!
You know, jump out of that the one, bus. Man. But then I was also thinking, I'd like to be able to do the Dre, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Just on command.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. No, but just like
Dr. Dre in the motherfucking house.
But then just slip back into my regular voice.
Whatever you want.
Hell yeah. Just anytime when you need to say yes, hell yeah. But no, there's, oh my goodness, there's so many. But I think in hip hop terms, for me, I mean, there's some real like pivotal names in it, like who are so important. Like you've got people like Rakim.
Yeah, see, I was going to say Rakim. My mum even said to me, I remember like maybe 15 years ago. No, it's about 10 years ago. When he did that So Contagious with, what's her name? She
Truth.
Said, oh, why don't you rap like this? It sounds cool. I was like, right.
Mum recognised.
Yeah, yeah.
She
like,
knows.
All right, calm down, man. Don't get all excited in front of me. I'm trying not to vision this Rakim and my mum thing going on. So
his
down,
voice is mad sexy. His voice is mad sexy. And I think any lady hip-hop fans can agree with me on that one too. And you know a little fun fact about Rakim for you? A lot of those verses back in the day that he recorded, he actually recorded in the booth
lying down
on a sofa.
Oh, on a sofa?
Yeah, so wow. He was on the sofa recording them.
That makes me feel better about I've been demoing quite a lot of stuff on the chair and thinking
just out of laziness.
Well, yeah, I guess I can't be bothered to stand up.
No, like, I'm joking.
Man, just put the booth over here, man. Let me sit down and do this shit. Who else? Christina Aguilera, she's what's the song? There was a song she sung that everyone went crazy about. And apparently she did it lying down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because that's meant to bring out the bottom end of your voice as well.
Oh, I see.
So that's what I thought he was going to say about Rakim, but then I was like, nah, he was too gangster to be lying down.
Yeah, no, but I think he was, cool chilling, man.
Just relaxing,
He has got to be one of the coolest people ever in hip-hop, right?
Boy, and if my mum's saying voices. It, then you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever Mama Mai says goes, if you ask me, boy.
In it. But then I was thinking there's still, for me personally, another voice that even like tops Rakim in terms of just a voice that just defines the sound of hip hop for me and just the ultimate voices of hip hop.
And I would be a raspy voice.
No, more intimidating voice, like growl kind of thing. And I would love to
DMX.
have it.
You see, trying DMX to say you want a DMX voice? Ah! Come on, dog. Hey, yo, where my milkshake and cookies?
Mom! What?
Mom! Mom!
I know you understand. He's speaking like
imagine
that.
Imagine he's calling him.
Mom!
Mom! I think I done wet myself, Ma! Come on, Ma!
And is that how little John also speaks to his mom, too? Okay!
Okay! Little John, hurry up and clean the room. What's wrong with you, boy? Okay!
Yeah!
Yeah! But did you brush your teeth? Yeah. Did you wipe your ass? Yeah.
Real life people.
You washed your hands.
Remember that sketch? Dave Chappelle did that hilarious sketch. A Day in the Life of Little John. Yeah. That was brilliant. But no, DMX was actually on my list, you know.
He was.
Bless DMX, poor guy, sweetheart. But I think there's just one voice for me who is like the ultimate voice in hip hop. And he's actually performing this weekend in London. They're on tour at the moment.
Who?
With the supporting the Prodigy, the front man of Public Enemy. Come on, what other voice in hip hop can top Chuck D?
Yo, yeah, that's, hey, Chuck D had that preacher's voice. When you heard Chuck D, it was like you were at the sermon getting told, like, God speaking through him right now.
Almost an MLK tip. Yeah, so I would love to sound like Chuck D. So I actually picked a Public Enemy tune.
So Sarah would want to sound like Chuck D for the day. Oh, shit. That would be trouble right there.
Isn't
I
it?
Could come in as Flavor Flav, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Chuck.
We could go out and do a tribute act. Me and you do the Public Enemy tribute act. That'd be brilliant.
Ooh,
oh my
hilarious.
God, all the outfits.
Yeah.
So I know I've got issues, man, because I want like all of Flavor Flav and Public Enemy's outfits from the 90s.
Oh,
I want all
boy.
Of them outfits, man. But yeah, so what do you guys reckon? Hip-hop at foodbarradio.com. Tweet us at foodbarradio. But yeah, I mean, just listen to this dude's voice right now. Woo! Hold it now! Yeah, jeez. Chuck D. I mean, listen to this guy's voice. You just feel he's just smacking you in your face with every syllable, man. Chuck D, for me, that's like the ultimate voice in hip-hop who's influenced every voice after him, man.
Mm.
And that's that lineage from your James Brown and all that. It's Sarah Love and My Stiggy on FUBAR.
Yeah.
Justified, my mama cried. Black people died when the other man lied. Yeah. See the TV, listen to me, double trouble. I overhaul and I'm coming from the lower level. I'm taking time, show enough stuff to grab like shirts and it hurts with a neck direct to the pole cause our soul took a toll from the education of a TV station. But look around, here go the sound of a record ball, boom and pound. When I shut them down, I shut them down. 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 Ripping up the poor in the stores until they get a brother kicking down doors.
classic Pete Rock remix of Shutting Down, Public Enemy. But yeah, I mean, that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Classic. Love that so much. But yeah, for me, that's a voice that I would be more than happy to
command.
Take. Yes.
Let me get 2 lattes with extra sugar inside.
Yeah. In it. That would go down well.
Yeah, you do all right at Costa with that voice.
Yeah, they'd be like, okay, whatever you say.
Yeah.
Whatever you say, it's yours. You have it for free. But then I was trying to think, I was like, okay, this is terrible. All the names I'm picking of, because my show has been investigating, like, what voice would you like to have for one day and why? And I'm saying possibly Chuck D, but I realised the whole, I had a barrage of voices that I love, but they were all
in your head.
Yeah, they all started piping
not
up.
Not that one, this one.
Yeah, but then I was like, okay, this is really twisted. Everyone that I'm picking is a man. And but then I realised female voices, Minnie Riperton.
Woo! Yeah, that's a
dangerous voice. I was gonna play a Minnie Riperton track, but I was like, okay, that's way too, like, that's gonna take everyone off in a whole other direction, man. But yeah, Minnie Riperton, and she's the love in you, hitting those crazy high notes. And then one of my all-time favorite singers, Chaka Khan, man.
Whoa, Chaka Khan, baby.
If I had Chaka's voice for a day, I'd just literally sing for 24 hours straight. Yeah.
Busking like a mother.
I'd be on the tube earning that dough, man. So I want to hear from you guys though. Shouts out to Brendan, he's all the way over in Phnom Penh in Cambodia. DJ Brendan, he's tuned in, listening to the show. It's wicked to have you with us. Shout out to everyone else who's hit me up online. And
shout
already
out to my Cambodian mother lovers, boy.
I love it out there. Have you been to Cambodia?
Yeah, Cambodia. I went to Phnom Penh.
Yes.
Jeez,
love
the pizza
it
spot
out there. The pizza spot.
The special pizza spot.
Yeah.
Well, the special pizza spot. That's as much as I'm going to say on that one. But yeah.
The secret
Shout out to my Phnom Penh mother lovers, man. Like, you lot go crazy out there. Good party life as well.
And Colin locked into the show. Chu, Richard Jones, Rajar, Sally Morrow. Keep your messages coming through to us on Twitter as well at Fubar Radio. And hiphop at fubarradio.com is the email. But yeah, already we've had some shout outs for people's names, voices they would like to have, right?
We've had some responses. So who's this? This is Martha in Chigwell. Shout out to Martha in Chigwell. She says, afternoon, I had a doctor who I swear sounded like Barry White. I used to make up illnesses to go and see him just to hear my name being called over the tannoy. Hey, Martha, this is the best Barry White I can do right now. And she said, I'd loved his voice for one day. That's hilarious. So another girl who wants a man, and not just any man. This is like God status, man. Like, you know,
in there.
The highest of the highest,
the
speaking through him right now.
Yeah.
And he's sounding like this, baby. Oh. That's right.
Oh, my God. Actually, last week I was watching a concert of Barry White. Oh, my goodness. What an amazing performer.
Baby.
This is why it's difficult for me to get excited by some performer. You know, like, he's a pop artist.
Yeah, you're spoiled.
Like, he's soul. You know what I mean? Yeah. But he was a pop artist, too. Like, crazy millions of records sold.
Yeah.
I mean, man can deliver.
And the thing about Barry White as well is men were just like, what? Really? Like, seeing all the women going crazy, when you look at him, you know, dudes were just like, why is everyone going crazy? But the voice, it was all in the voice.
Oh, my goodness.
Triple choc chip with nuts. That was
nuts,
that's what
galore
he had, man.
You'd be throwing Barry your White undies at him and everything.
Barry White just up there sweating like a mother lover, but somehow, some way, man, the women are going crazy, boy.
Oh, it's understandable. So what? That's 2 votes for Barry White.
Barry
so far.
White, yep. Escar Music on Twitter said Charlie Tuna's voice. That dude is the Morgan Freeman of rap.
Oh, Charlie! Yeah, he's that's actually going to be in the UK next. I think early next year. So we'll definitely get him on the show. Yeah, no,
he's
the,
another deep one. I can't even go that deep.
But what's his line where he's like, "I'm the hip hop urban monster."
Yeah. His voice is mad.
It is
and
crazy
even when he speaks, it's the same voice. It's not like he puts it on or anything. It's like, wow, my man's voice really is that
man
deep. You know what I mean? Like, my chest is all reverberating to them.
Who did that one come from?
That came from Escar Music on Twitter.
I'm liking that. That's a good one.
And one more here from Debs in Vauxhall. Shout out to Debs.
All right, Debs.
How's it going? Debs, you all
as
right,
Vauxhall
love?
Today,
I'll tell you. She says, I'd obviously like to have Marilyn Monroe's voice so I could sweet talk my way out of anything and sing happy birthday to everyone all sexy like.
Oh.
I added the light, by the way. She didn't say that. She said all sexy.
All sexy like Debs, and stuff. Yeah,
you got it right, though. Marilyn Monroe, she had that voice that is similar to my little niece's, man. I swear, that could get her anything she wanted to.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, anyway.
That's dangerous. But yes, keep your suggestions coming through of whose voice you would like to have for 24 hours and why you would like to have them. They haven't got to be hip-hop related voices. It can be anything.
Anything,
you know,
man.
I guess...
I was, you know what I mean? There was a point where I wanted Kermit the Frog's voice for a little while.
Hey, it worked for Miss Piggy.
You don't, hey.
Worked for Miss Piggy, so, you know, horses for courses and all
that. Hey, I'm telling you, man, so, you know, you got to think about this wisely.
And
there are a lot of voices out there. Useful voices.
Yeah, like the Nelson Mandela. Can you do Nelson Mandela? Everyone reckons they can do Nelson Mandela.
No, I don't reckon I could do that. I've never even tried to do
it. Keep it respectful. Yeah, but no, I think the Barry White voice and Marilyn Monroe voice would definitely help on a Saturday night.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind David Spade voice now again.
I was actually going to say David Spade straight out of Romford too.
Yeah, straight out of Romford, mate.
I love that
movie's
voice.
Coming out, album's dropping later on, you know what I mean? Like,
you know what I mean? Just, get back to your bat.
Yeah, get back to your bat. Do you know what I mean? Just got to jump in a sherbet right now, though.
No, but you know, I've really been thinking about that a lot recently, though, how like Cockneys are a dying breed. Like, I met, you know, the proper Cockney.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You
like,
know what's
it's not
funny
often
about
you
it,
hear
though,
that voice anymore.
Yeah, but if you go into the Cockney areas, like deep east, deep southeast, you'll hear it. And you'll hear it a bit. Even a lot of them make money and move out to Essex, innit? Do you know what I mean?
They're so
you
all
gotta,
out in Loughton and
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
now,
yeah, yeah. So you got to just venture around and you'll be like, oh, there it is.
I see.
Yeah.
So, no, keep your messages coming through to us. We want to know why. Coming up very soon, we have what is possibly the final of Hip Hop University Challenge.
Yeah,
coming
I
up.
Reckon it's going to be the final because I'm going to
So this is like the pre-fight boxing match, psyching each other out.
You're Ronda Rousey and I'm Holly Holm right now. You're about to get that head kick, baby. I know, I got to be respectable. You're the one who got to talk shit.
Oh, see, I've heard her name, but I don't know enough about her. But yeah, I'm sure I can put the fear of God.
What you
got
to know is that she got knocked out the other week, and that's, you know...
The character I'm playing, is it? Oh, right. Yeah, but I'm coming back with a vengeance because I ain't going out like that.
Yeah.
So you better be ready for what I'm going to bring for you, which is pure fire. You ain't ready for this. Trust me.
Sarah looking like she's about to spit some bars right now.
Hey, I
ain't going to lie, man. My heart started palpitating there for a sec.
You see?
But
get
wait,
ready.
Wait till this...
Hip Hop University Challenge. That's coming up very soon, right after this. This track from Touré, produced by DJ Premier. You guys went nuts for the premiere, the Touré Pete Rock tune who played a couple weeks back. So here's another one from that album.
Chilling, watching the Knicks. Fourth quarter up 25, mellow this shit. Checking that in my Instagram, scrolling through pics. Double D's, double taps, shit it is what it is. Type starving, grab the handful of menus, gotta get me a bite. Some quick, some cheap, cause my paper's tight. Thinking Domino's, nah, something different tonight. Oh, what about that Chinese spot that I like? 555-7279. Let me get a half chicken fried rice on the side. Shrimp roll, mac, duck sauce, and nothing with swine. Deliver in 10 minutes. Yeah, just be here on time. 45 minutes later, they was calling my phone. Answered it tight, like, damn, son, what took you so long? Said to drive at the door, bring enough for a tip. Too long, I ain't tipping them shit.
Click. Yeah, man, so I walk through the door and shit, I'm looking out the peephole. It's not the normal dude, it's like shorty, like curvy and all that. Hold up.
Cracked the door, and to my surprise, delivery chick was a dime. When I ordered breast and thighs, I was thinking with fries. Opened it wide, come inside, let me get you this bread. It's in the wallet in the room on my bed. Walked to the counter, she put the bag of food on the edge. Walked in my room, looking back at her, shaking my head. Thinking, damn, wishing she was on the menu instead. Then the room door shut, like I heard what you said. She was with it, I was with it, so Wolf came to finish. Like, I was trying to deliver to you for a minute. I get it, now you gon' get it. She leaned back, jumped in the sack, undid my zipper, laid me down on my back. About an hour into it, somebody calling her Jack. Non-stop, back to back, like, you should get that. She said, it's just Ping, my ex, the black belt. Dude is obsessed, he probably followed me up to your address.
Hey, what you mean, followed you to my address? Like, like a black belt, like karate, like he nice with that shit? Nah, man, you gotta get the fuck out. Hold up.
Kicked in the door, waving the nunchucks. Both staffing, laughing, do his type nuts. Try to tell homie, I ain't know your wife was a smut. No need to bust in my crib on wrecking my stuff. Seen his lips move, but he never uttered a word. About 8 seconds later, this is all that I heard. You tore Ray, you must pay. Kitty cat, you slaying the under the ground where you must lay. Got in his stance, two ninja stars in his hands. Threw them both in my directions, blocked them both with a plant. Kept coming, I start dumbing. Never been a punk, but do the karate master. Hit him right in his nuts. Scream out, lean forward, I uppercut in his jaw. Foot swept him to the floor and threw him right out the door. Peep shorty in my sight, she asked if I might. I said it's to be expected, it's Saturday night.
Survive. Up from the ground up, son, you get the picture. Up from the ground up, son.
A veteran, I flow like I'm young. What?
Up from the ground up, son, you get the picture. Up from the ground up, son.
A veteran, I flow like I'm young. What? Young what?
That was taken off of Torre's new album called Entitled. It's produced by DJ Premier. The track is called Saturday Night. I'm definitely going to have to play the Pete Rock track. And Pete Rock was DJing last night in London too. Shouts out to Levent, Ali, locked into the show, and a whole gang of you as well. We'll get through your shouts in a minute. But right now, it's a very important part of the show.
Right now is where this is the be all and end all of being a hip hop impresario.
Right now.
I don't even know what that means, but I know it sounds cool when I say it, so.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it means entirely, but we'll go with it. Yeah. And right now is the part of the show where my show will get humiliated by a girl.
She said it wrong, but just carry on anyway.
Hip Hop University Challenge.
Yep.
Asking the questions is not Jeremy Paxman.
Such a good name.
I love that name.
Welcome
too.
Welcome to Hip Hop University Challenge. Let's meet the two players.
My name is Sarah, I'm a DJ and I'm from Haringey.
My name is Maestro and I'm a natural born winner.
Oh!
Okay, right. Then fingers on buses.
Oh gosh, I almost
Here's
forgot.
Your first starter question for 10.
Fast twitch.
In the early 90s, a Harlem-based rap trio by the name Fubar of Children Radio, Diggy. Of the Corn included members Murder Maze and Killer Cam, now known as Maze and Cameron. What is the name of the third MC who completed
Fubar Radio Diggy?
I like that. I started actually, so I'll finish. Yeah.
There's actually two other MCs, but I reckon the one he's going to say is Big L. It's either Bloodshed
Correct.
Or Big L, but it's Big L.
Correct. You know what
I'm
saying?
It is Big L.
I love how not Jeremy Paxman is like the authority on hip-hop. He's the ultimate hip-hop knowledge.
Whose classic 1995 album, The Infamous, features Fubar the hit radio Survival of the Fittest?
Mob Deep.
See, the buttons
it's
are rigged.
The fast twitch. The
I didn't have time to do my one-finger push-ups this
Especially,
week.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't have time. That was the problem.
I hit pads with my fingers. That's
okay, then, fingers on buzzers. Here's your first starter question for 10. Queen Latifah did a song called Ladies First. Who was the other female rapper on that song?
Fubar Radio, Diggy.
I gave that to you.
Yeah, Go yeah. On. No, is it Light? It's not, is it?
Get on with it.
Fubar Radio, Diggy.
There's two remember. Other rappers on there. There's MC Light and there's Lil Kim. So I reckon he's gone for Lil Kim.
No.
What? On Ladies Night?
Okay, should we just start Thank saying any?
Oh, ladies first. Sorry,
see, this
okay.
one, I can't even remember that.
Oh. Fubar Radio,
I'm
Diggy.
I'm doing a disgrace to all my ladies.
Lady of Rage.
No.
Shit.
Fubar Radio, Love.
Yo-Yo.
No.
Fubar Radio, Love.
Hurricane G. I'm just going to name every single female.
Fubar Radio, Diggy.
You're running out.
Roxanne Shanté.
No.
English.
Oh,
Fubar Radio, Love.
Fubar
Radio,
Diggy. Love.
Correct.
Oh, God. That was shameful. That was shameful. I'm going to be like representing for the ladies here. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What well-known rap group started out their career doing a song called Cookie Puss?
Fubar Radio,
no
Diggy.
Idea.
Two Live Crew.
No.
Sarah, if you see Sarah's face, then
that's a meme. That was a meme.
Straight up like, what the fuck is going on here?
Face. No. Fubar Radio, love.
No idea. I'll say Cookie Crew, even though I know it's not
no.
them.
No.
So can we repeat the question, please, and not Jeremy Paxton?
What well-known rap group started out their career doing a song called Cookie Puss?
Fubar Radio, Diggy.
It's someone that I obviously know nothing about, so it's probably like Cash Money Millionaires.
Oh,
okay. This is take this. I don't know if not Jeremy Paxton.
EPMD.
No. Come on now.
Grandmaster Fashion, yeah, your, Sugar Hill Gang. No, no, but let's start at the beginning and work through to today.
All right, then. What about yeah, I don't know.
No,
yeah, I need the answer because that's confused the fuck out of me, man.
The Beastie Boys.
Oh, wow. Oh, so okay. You're getting the schooling. This is what I like about Hip Hop University
Cookie
Challenge.
Was that a punch tune? That must have been a punch tune.
Coolio says he is what age in the song Gangster's Paradise?
Fubar Radio, Fubar Radio, love.
Oh, no, I was about to say. I mean, you know what I was going to say? That he says, I'm only 19, but my mind is old. But no, that's a completely different song.
28?
No.
Fubar Radio, love.
40? No.
No.
No, hold on. Okay, how does it start?
25.
Okay, let me just sing through the whole song and we'll get there.
25.
No.
26.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Fubar Radio, Diggy.
29.
No.
Okay, how's the song? I can remember the chorus.
Fubar Radio, Diggy.
21.
No.
Fubar Radio, love.
I remember the video.
How can you press the button and say, I remember the video?
No, but I'm trying. All I can hear is I'm only 19 and my mind is
27.
No.
I'm just trying to go.
Okay, let's start it.
Fubar Radio, love.
1.
No.
Fubar Radio, love.
2.
No.
Fubar Radio, love.
No.
3.
Fubar Radio, Diggy.
23.
Correct. The answer is 23.
I had to go through the lyrics in my head.
I was trying to, but I couldn't get past. I'm only 19, but my mind is old.
I think I only left out 22.
Gosh, we're real.
Who won? Say that again.
Oh, was that the end?
Who won? Huh? I didn't hear it.
Fubar Radio, Diggy.
Is the winner.
Fubar Radio, Diggy.
One.
Fubar Radio, Diggy.
Ended Sarah's career right there. Yeah. No. Come on with it.
I don't like this game anymore.
I'm impressed. You're around. Congratulations Sarah's. To both of you. More excitement to come in a week's time. Join us for the next round of the Hip Hop University Challenge.
Even not Jeremy Paxman realised.
But until then, it's goodbye. Peace out from DJ Sarah Love.
Peace.
Peace out. Goodbye from Mice Diggy.
Peace from the winner, you mean.
And it's farewell from me. Peace.
The champion.
Peace, Derek Jeremy Paxman. We got to get not Jeremy Paxman in again.
Live. Yeah, exactly. Well, we've been discussing that. We do have a few other ideas.
Happy
that was an
Hip-Hop
appalling.
History Month, my beloveds. Yes. We know most of you like, didn't even realise it was Hip-Hop History Month, but this is the time of the month where you realise and recognise that I deserve my hip-hop tattoo that I have on my left pectoral.
So you did champion through that. So.
Yeah, say that again if you feel like. I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to like,
you
know.
Just roll with this props. You know how much trolling I've been having as a result of this? So people are like, yeah, I got all of those questions right that you got wrong.
No, people are pretty passionate about. No one would have got that Beastie Boys one. I don't care what they say.
Oh,
everyone can chat like they would.
I know some major nerds. You know, a lot of DJs are real. A lot of DJs from back in the day never left their bedroom, man.
The DJs would have done been all over that one.
Yeah, exactly. But no, that was a great effort from Maestro.
Yeah, I should be a DJ, innit, really?
Really. But, you know, we're all in this together, as our man Scorsese says right here.
Though.
Coming up very soon, we've got a guest, one of the members of Foreign Beggars coming up in the studio, Orifice of All Control in the house. But this is something fresh for you on Fubar Radio from Scorsese.
With that mic appliance, you just weren't the giant lion. We don't listen to the news because we're not complying. Russell Brown with the truth because the drones are flying. We've got science but people are still dying. Spending all the money but what are we really buying? Talk about change but nobody is really trying. Because we got our own problems at home with a mortgage. If the kids want dinner, they start crying. That's why I grab that mic and start rhyming. I'm proof you can survive the mountain you're climbing. Don't you know every cloud has a silver lining? If you work hard and stop the whining,
This is hip hop, lemons into lemonade. We move the moon just to bring the tide in. If Mr. Opportunity is not there, we put the umbrella up, work out and go find him. If Mr. Negativity throws in his 2 pence, that's cool, but we pay him no mind then. Sticks and stones break bones, but the cold fact is you rich if you got a diamond. It's like the whole world's upside down. If we're spinning in space, then what's the right way round then? Don't mind me, I'm just questioning. If the truth's out there, you just found him. All in together, let's gather round. We're gonna try and get this thing off the ground. What? If you fall down, don't blame me. Are you ready, everybody? Let's go.
1, 2, 3.
All in together now, let's gather round. We're gonna try and get this thing off the ground.
What?
If you fall down, don't blame me. Are you ready, everybody? Let's go.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
I'm never bound by time and space, I'm just grounded. You talk about my accent, but like how I sounded. I didn't play catch, I played rounders. Grassroots, I still got the stains on my trousers. Came from a council estate, the light wowsers on the corner where we played one touch near the houses. Up and over hedges, through washing lines and blouses. Only problem was trying to beat Bowser. Now I'm in my own world, speak louder. Or type Scorezilla, the griller inside your browser. On the mic, I'm deaf like Gene Wilder. Call me Lee Majors, I kick the grease out ya. Pick the right beat, then I rip the beast out ya. Rip the seats out, then I strip the meat out ya. Ring you like a cloth, squeeze the last piece out ya. I'm the last one you take the mick out of. What would my Asian mate say, yo? You son of a bitch, gust me out. Kick the shit out ya.
All in together, let's gather round. We're gonna try and get this thing off the ground.
In the back garden, my friend told me I was on the verge of rap stardom. Every track's a cracker, call me Frank Carson. Stamp Tarzan and eat him alive cause I'm Hank Marvin. Forget bank charges, committed bank arson. I'm only joking, it's just a smoke from a blank cartridge. Spent my whole life messing about, pulling my hair out, stressing about the mess in the house. Time to plug my brain back in the socket. Press the red button, lads, watch me skyrocket. It's not working. Nah, give it a sec, it's warming up. Now don't take your eyes off it. Try pressing the button again. In fact, hold on, the switch is in my pocket. It's still not working. Ah, fuck it. Just grab each end, we'll just pick it up and we'll chuck it. We need more help, call the whole town. Now let's try and get this thing off the ground.
All in together, let's gather round. We're gonna try and get this thing off the ground.
What?
If you fall down, don't blame me. Are you ready, everybody? Let's
1, 2, 3.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, he comes back. Hold it, hold it.
What?
There you go. So it's important to get that. Oh, oh, oh.
1, 2, 3.
And that bit in. That was Scorezilla, straight out of Nottingham on FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and my Stiggy taking care of you until 6 p.m. But right about now, we're joined by some very special guests live in the studio with us. Welcome to the show, Mr. Orifice Volgatron himself.
Brett, what's good?
Also known as, I don't know if I'm allowed. See, this is the problem with this show as well. It's like all my hip-hop friends where I'm holding back from calling them their government names and everything.
It's all good. Government
Sarah
knows exactly where I'm at.
You know, the government names.
The government knows exactly
Paul
where I'm at.
Who's Paul? Oh, well, that's DJ.
So, no, we don't want to bait you up or anything. But, no, it's so sorry. Nice to have you here. And, sorry, who are you? Introduce yourself to the listeners.
Hey, how you doing?
The entourage.
My name's Nicky. I'm Pavan's brother.
Oh,
dude, you just gave up my real name, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just putting me up on the radio.
No,
I got a new name, though, man.
What have you?
It? Yes, Dwight Privilege. That's my new name.
Dwight Ooh.
Privilege. Yeah, Dwight Privilege.
Dwight Privilege.
For real, for real.
Yeah, why not? Let's go.
Come on! Announced right here on FUBAR Radio.
Sarah was really excited about it as well.
She gave me a little
showman clap.
He's like, well
exclusive
done.
Dwight Privilege. I like that, man.
Well done.
You know we do.
But I hear you guys have been busy, you foreign beggars, and there's already lots of talk that I'm seeing people getting excited about this new app that you have.
Yeah, it's all good. I mean, it's not necessarily a foreign beggars app. We've been working with the developers, and it's a music collaboration platform. Really, it's kind of like because we grew up in, you know, I grew up in Dubai, and I was kind of growing up in a place where like any this is kind of like it was to kind of get around. around the fact that, like, you know, for example, right now, especially because most of the music is online, and certain of the big companies, they don't have distribution in those places, and there's mad distribution, territory rights, etc., etc., which means, for example, there's a bunch of tracks that my brother's played on that he can't access in Dubai. So we kind of did something that, you know, to connect people and artists from all over the world. So it's like, it works like a social media platform. It works exactly like Instagram in terms of, like, you post something up and then you have followers and people see what you post. But the difference is that you can post up 1 minute videos and producers can put beats up as well. And if you like a piece of music, you can be like, all right, cool, I'm going to save that to my beat bank. Or you can just go bang, pull up a video, pull up the beat, record on the beat there and then, give it a little mix down, save it, and then put some filters on it, make it look good and share it. And whoever the producer's beat that you performed on gets a little notification. So bang, you know what I'm saying? You know, whoever's in London, like Harry Love can put a beat up, some kid in Paris or some kid in Bombay raps on it, bang, Harry Love will see that in like 2 minutes and be like, yo, connections, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's just connecting artists and, you know, musicians the world over and giving people access and giving everybody like a level playing field to do their thing.
I love it. And what's the app called?
It's called Brap, B-R-A-P-P.
Brap.
Yeah. So what, if you just go to your app store, you just Brap?
Yeah, right now it's only on iOS, you know what I'm saying? We're just building, so we're just kind of taking it to the Android iPhone world. Yeah, so it's on iPhone at the moment, or if you have a girlfriend with the iPad or a mum with the iPad, you can holler at her and get on the Brap app. So it's in the app store right now, Brap. We've been live for about 6-7 weeks. You got a bunch of all kinds of people, actually, you know what I'm saying? There's people from all over the world. We've got producers and MCs and singers from like 94 countries on there.
Wow.
Yo, literally the other day Plastician tweeted about it, Green Lantern jumped on there, put some beats up, and then there's kids all over the world rapping on Green Lantern beats.
Nice.
And it's like fully integrated with like Facebook and Twitter, so if you do something you can blast it out there, and yeah, it's just connecting people. Do you know what I'm saying? We live in this kind of hyper connectivity social media world and people want to digest bite-sized information, and it's kind of like X Factor in your pocket, really. So it's on.
People are so ready for this type of app.
Yeah,
because everyone, like, I mean, the world's gone crazy. I'm the last person on earth who's not on Instagram.
Yeah,
but the world's gone crazy for Instagram. But it's almost like a MC's dream of fantasy of Instagram.
Do you know what I mean? It's like Instagram with like a music collaboration element on it. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, it just because the collaborative nature of hip hop and like the way that, like, you know, rappers and producers are always collaborating with each other, so it's like that's kind of a decent kind of market entry for it. But in the end of the day, it's for anybody, you know what I'm saying? House producers can put it up there and say, like, I'm looking for a singer, because, you know, you got kids all over the world making tunes, you know, making tunes in their computers in their bedrooms. They don't have access to vocalists and rappers, you know what I'm saying? Some kid in like some backwater in Norway doesn't necessarily have access to road, you know, MCs from Peckham, you know what I'm saying? Whereas if they can put some beats up and somebody hears about it, then just opens doors, really, without middlemen.
Super fresh.
It kind of reminds me of what the open mic scene was like, innit?
Yeah, where, man.
Aww. It's like people would link up and you, it's like a producer would see an MC and be like, bruv, I make beats.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that. So it's, and now you don't really get that as much as we used to, you know? And so it's a really good way of linking people together, I think.
And it's that on like a global level, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's
just access, exactly, you know? Exactly, yeah.
And there is an important question that Giles Freeman is good at addressing.
Is it free?
Yeah, it's free. It's free, absolutely free. Okay, so we've done this.
I really like it, but the thing is,
we could have charged a bit of money for it, like a $1.99 or £2 for it. But the thing is, like, at this point, we don't want any barriers to entry, and also we've kind of kept it in. The point of the app is to make it a level playing field for everyone. So it's not like people can buy like extra upgrades to their profile, or you can buy like a reverb or this and that. You know what I mean? There's none of that in there.
There's no add-ons. There's no
rinsing the people out.
Add your bitcoins, family. We might send you a G. Yeah.
It's all about giving people a platform and a level playing field for artists to come through and do their thing, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and will people get to hear what was it, the White Privilege?
White Privilege bars. There's a bunch of sick rappers on there already, man. Like, I've got dudes for like Miami dudes spitting grime bars on, like, you know, producers from France, and there's like people from all over the world, man. I've got producers in Dubai, rappers in Dubai rapping on beats from, you know, Miami, and like, dude, it's happening, it's popping.
So how would it work? Like, so they managed to link up via the app.
Yeah.
And on the app you could record your vocals. On the app you can upload your beats and whatnot.
Yeah, so you can upload your video, upload a beat. See, if any beat that I like, that, you know, from anybody that's following or somebody who reposts, like, you can repost a beat on like Instagram, but you can't repost. So it's got that Twitter element. So you know, people, like, for example, people curate their pages. So if say, for example, you're following me and I find some kid somewhere and I repost this beat, it's going to show up in your feed, and you can just be like, bang, I'm going to save that to my beat bank, maybe come back later when I'm wearing my fresh garbs, or just be like, now bang, put the video up and record on it straight away, put the headphones in, and then give it a little mix down afterwards, and then you're good to go.
And then yeah, but then and then they upload that tune.
No, no, no.
This is like demo state.
It's kind of like it's like demo showcase state. So that gets uploaded into the app. So then after that, you've got all the social links, so you can holler at the producer, be like, "Yo, this." He'll get a notification straight away. He's gonna be like, "Yo, this guy Maestro rapped on my ish." You know what I'm saying? So like, he'll just like go to your profile where you have your all your links and just holler at you. Be like, "Yo, you want to make this a joint?"
Yeah.
Okay. So like, it's already there's already like mad collabs happening. Like Shady just told me she found like three different producers for her album. Like Hoika from Dark Circle just hollered at me yesterday. He was like,
"Yo,
he's blessed, man." He's like, "Yo, man, you hooked it up, man. I just jumped on a Skits beat. Like we never did that before." So you know, it's like these things are starting to happen, and that's kind of like the essence of what it's all about.
Tell him what's up for me next time you speak to him. He is Hoika. Definitely busy. But no, last time that I saw you was at the Talib Kweli show the other week.
Yeah, that was a mad thing.
And then all of a sudden next to you were on stage with Talib Kweli.
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of crazy, man. Sick. So I was just there. I was there with my boy Heems from Das Racist and MC Zany and DJ RD. He was like, "Yo, you need to come meet Talib, show him about the app and stuff." So just came down and I was kicking it. And then like for the encore, he's going to bring Heems out. And he's like, "Yo, who else is in the building?" I was like, "I'm here, fam." He's like, "All right, cool. What's up? And then he brought me out first, which is a bit baffling. So I just came downstairs and he was like, "Yo, we have Pav from Foreign Beggars in the house." I was like, "Are you mad?"
Was he like, "Oh, bro, why the fuck did you say my government name for, man?"
No, I told him to say that.
I told him more of his Vulgatron, but he was kind of like, "Yo, this is like..."
He's like, "Just give me one syllable."
He's like, "That's a bit too old school for me as well."
He's like, "Man, I ain't into those satanic ritual shit out there, motherfucker." That's what we wanted to ask you. How did that name come about? So we wanted to get straight from
you want to hear the real story?
The real story?
Orifice. Of course. Okay, shit. Okay,
the real story. This is, this is uned. Don't worry about swearing or
it's
whatever.
It's all good, man. All right, so basically, I used to do a lot of jungle stuff back in the day as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I went to this, so my boy Pete was putting on this crazy, he was like an artist in residence at this place in Barcelona outside, and he just put these kind of crazy, kind of squat-esque, kind of decorated parties on. So he flew me and my boy Tig out. Rest in peace, Tig. He passed away a little while ago. Anyway, so he flew us out to do the show, and then we're there, and it was like about 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, feeling warm from the buzz, etc. And I was like, "All right, cool, we're on now." So I get on the stage, start doing the show. About 15 minutes in, we were going in. Basically, like the whole place freaks out because some dude fell out the window of like a third story, like this high. But like he was so buzzing that his body was so relaxed.
Yeah,
his body was so relaxed that it was like gravel on the floor.
Yeah, that's what
he just messed up his arm. So like he was just like,
so he just got up and then.
Yeah, I know someone like that. They jumped, I think, two stories, but because they were so drunk and they were so relaxed, they were lucky that they didn't break too many bones.
Yeah. Anyway, so this dude falls out.
Tyrone Biggums, that's the kind of thing.
Anyway, so this dude falls out the window. Whole place freaks out because they think it's a squat rave and all of this stuff, and then the police are coming and all of this. So we ended up just chilling, kind of like, you know, when you've gone that far to do a show and you don't get to do the show.
Ooh.
That's just a really like, you know, it's just one of them, basically. Yeah, of course. So we ended up kind of partying quite hard that night, and then I met this girl and it was vibes, and then it wasn't really vibes because this other dude showed up, and then it was just like double frustration, you know what I'm saying?
This is getting worrying.
So it was I woke up in the morning and I was just like, back then I used to be called Drop, you know. So I woke up in the morning and I was just like, fuck it, you know. I just wrote these like free form, super off key, like literally like kind of like, I don't know, kind of like necro Aesop rock kind of like train of thought fuckery madness.
Grr.
Wrote it down and I was like, "Yeah, Orifice, that's my new name." And then I was like, "Fuck it, Vulgatron, Orifice, Vulgatron, that's my fucking name." And I like, then that was my
Is
name.
It?
Yeah,
so
I was like,
out
wow.
of just straight frustration, yeah, you could bust a nut that
busted
night.
Fucking
I was like, "Yo, I need any orifice I could get, as vulgar as that shit could be." And he,
so that was it, basically.
Out
you kept it real, man.
I was 19.
No, but that's pure testosterone bubbling around, boy.
So that's fucking stuck with me, and now that's kind of like my 19-year-old self taking the piss out of me now, because I'm 35 now and I'm still fucking orifice vulgatron.
Hey, man,
it's all good.
You
it's
know,
good.
I think there's lots of hip hop people in that kind of boat where they're like, "Okay, I really thought that was a good name at the time."
Yeah, no, it's one for the ages.
it's a unique name, though. That's
what I was going to say. There's no confusing that with anyone else, is it?
No.
It's just at times, like, you don't want to be, you know, you're not on the phone with your mum and then, oh, no, I'm just with Orifice Volgatron and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you go, that's where you go, Pav.
Yeah.
I'm with Pav from the Foreign Beggars.
You've got to just remember when to switch from one to the other. But I thought it was only correct, though, that on the show today we played something classic from you.
Yeah, cool. That's great. I'm curious as to what you're going to put. You know what? Yeah, just before we do this, right? This whole out, like, if we're going to go super classic, Asylum Speakers was made on the next road in the kitchen on Hartham Street, right next door.
Oh my goodness! Because I was going to ask you where you lived when you left, like, what age you were when you left Dubai. And
I left there. My parents sent me to school here from when I was 10 till I was 16.
Okay.
Then I moved back.
In
Canterbury, in Kent.
Okay, yeah.
And then I moved back to Dubai and I came back when I was 19. So, kind of came back here and then soon after.
Did you prefer it here?
Yeah, man. Come on, dude. I mean, like, Dubai is a nice place, but in the end of the day, it's like, even back then, a lot of restrictions, and also it's just a very, like, you know, it's kind of very transient society. Do you know what I'm saying? So as soon as the kids turn 18, they all leave. So anything kind of dope that's building and incubating in the schools kind of gets knocked in the head. Mm. Kind of like, most of the people there are just kind of on short-term business contracts, and it's very, like, you know, five-star lifestyle.
I mean,
it's cool. I mean, like, now there's a lot of stuff happening. There's so much entertainment there. Mm. But it's like, in terms of the scene building, you know, it's kind of like cool. There's a few people doing, there's a lot more people doing cool shit there. But as an artist from there, nobody really cares about it. Do you know what I'm saying? So,
If you say, I'm from Dubai, they're like,
Or like, you know, if you're doing stuff there, nobody really gets behind it. Do you know what I'm saying? People complain about it. But then when people put dope stuff on, people are too kind of, you know, too chilling and too balling to really give a fuck about it anyway. So it's like,
I have been to Dubai once and I DJ'd there, and I'm not in any rush to get back, to be honest. But I could be anywhere. I felt in Dubai, it's sort of like you could be anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're spending your whole time running from one air conditioned place to another.
Yeah, right.
Everywhere looks like the same mall that you see everywhere else in the world. And like, where's the grit?
Yeah, the substance is kind of it. But I think
you
can't
hate on the indoor ski slope, though.
No, of course not, man.
Oh, I totally can. Look, it's climate change protest going in this weekend, man.
Climate changes, that's all we're going to have. It's indoor ski slopes. You better get used to it.
It's dangerous there.
Yeah, I know.
I cracked my rib on that, so I was like,
you mean on the
skis?
Were you stage diving or something?
No, man. I was just like, you know, I'm super ADD, so I need like loads of information, you know what I mean? Like at all times. So if I'm kind of like just cruising, like I start thinking of something else, and that was like my first time on a snowboard, and I was just like, I got gas because I went down like 2-3 times, and I was like, yes, I'm a bad man now. So I'm just starting to do shit, I was just gazing, and I kind of like got on the wrong kind of edge of the board and just kind of smashed it. And I was a fat guy at the time as well, because I fluctuate, you know what I'm saying? So
I know
it was one of those kind of
seasons.
Rolly days.
That probably helped you out, bruv. You might have broke more than just a couple ribs if it weren't.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean?
And if you're more relaxed, like your friend. Falling out the window, that could have helped as well. But yes, you're tuned into FUBAR Radio. Get in touch with us, hiphop@fubarradio.com, and tweet us as well @FUBARRadio. We'd love to hear from you. Right now we've got our man Orifice Volgatron, aka Pav.
Yeah, Pav, we want to find out what voice, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I got two voices.
Voice you'd want for one day, 24 hours, any voice you could have in the world.
I'll either go
to
for
get into any
well,
orifice.
Well, hold tight, because I'll let people know after we play this classic from Foreign Beggars, which for me, really, it had to be like this. You know, and another UK legend, Skinny Man, pun the track. And this is like Skinny Man's ends as well. So yes, keep it locked right here. Hold tight to find out what voice Pavan is going to choose for 24 hours. And coming up very soon, we're getting into the open mic as well. So hold tight. We've got Mike Wright just rolling through the studio. It's my Stiggy and Sarah Love on FUBAR Radio.
Step in the ring, blaze tracks, lay bait tracks, make that train way back, but it ain't tracks. Spinning out, all gonna ride by the way that making it rapper wanna stop with a late track. Nobody knows when they got luck in the brain back. You couldn't even rock a show with a playback. For a megaphone, rubber when it's out, take that rap. One time to rap my name by the change hat. Kick out, rappers get rock, I'm bitch slap. Trap rock, I swam around the place, flip flat. Sit back, got kick, but a tick cat. Charge next man, 10 grand from a tit tat. Spit down, limit quick, fast with a sick track. Shipwreck, rappers get rock with a big back. Killing a minute man, dick with a shit gas. Fill a man's guts with the face of a pick cat. Walk from a man, a big gun, I get a lick slap. Quick, fix, bitch, then beat it with a crack rock. Red hot rubber, nigga, knock up on the script. Rock, lock up in the amateur, the winner come shit. Top rubber, dumb, mug, get up in the trunk. Come on with the mic and a big bag of punk. Jump, punk, run a buck, I'm a come, knock a home, slam, dunk, fuck a buck up in the back to the front. Number early is Billy Jennings.
scheming with madmen. Madmen know the way from there to Camden. Challenging the man who wants to step on the track. And if it's all talking, should I get ready to lamp him? Big mouth rappers get smack up in tandem. Acting like noms in the opening rapping. Jumping in the back of the car, but keep it strapped in. Number this panic, kill a man from a fat pen. Dressed in black morning. Nobody had a chance to warn him, cause he had just been on stage performing. And certain girl I started to swarm him. After that just sounds quite alarming. One brother said you're a chief, and yes she can tell that I'm looking beef. Cause I live around all of the pressure on the streets, but we have a new government and stress relief. Bust one and a belly, bust one and a teeth, banging heap on anyone I'm looking to eat. Because any idiot could have drawn the gun back, lick out the barrel and make the gun clap. Me I just stepped to the mic and I ran track. Give him the ice, shall return and I come back. Mr. Vogel asked me to get track. Instead of me telling the man them to get flat. The manner that I'm living in, yes I read that. Anything I want in life, yes I get that. Disrespect me, get disrespect back. Are you ready from the end, blood? Get that. Are you ready, 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 ready from the end, blood? Forget that. Are you ready, 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 ready from the end, blood? Forget that.
Ooh, don't touch what you own. Cause it's people like me what's outside your door. Ooh, don't touch what you own. Outside your home.
Did that come out?
That came
one
out
single, so it's con- yeah. This was a single.
Yeah, yeah. This is
it?
A single. Yeah, yeah. Came out in 2003, man. Yeah, yeah. We made that in 2002.
Wow.
Yeah, 2003. We dropped that album, and I was on the album. Made it in 2002, about June, July. Too much Ritalin.
Aww.
And yeah,
that's the good old speakers. Days.
Yeah.
The good old days. But what's going on with Foreign Beggars then at the moment?
Yeah.
Dang. So
you
basically
got a new album coming
all
or what?
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. So we've got the we started a new label, Par Excellence Records. We're putting all kinds of progressive rap music and electronic music out on there. We've got like a Strange You EP, Alex Perez and Raptor. Foreign Beggars stuff is on there. But we're doing a new Foreign Beggars album. We're just about to get started on that shit. I'm not even supposed to say anything to anyone, but yeah,
yeah, but
we're,
you heard it,
yeah, we're working on it. We're working on it. There's no due date. It's a work in progress right now. Yeah, that's going to be like the sixth album now. Well,
no
we did
way.
we've done four Foreign Beggars albums, and then we've done one I Am Legion album with Noisia. So it's going to be the sixth. Yeah,
crazy.
Sixth
and you guys stay busy with the live shows as well.
Yeah, I have to, man.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
where it all comes in, isn't it? That's
I mean, like, we make underground music. We do get some radio playing. We do get some syncs, but it's not like we're seeing like that Radio One money. So we have to do shows.
Yeah, live shows is where the money's at. Everyone knows that, and the merchandise and all that.
It's all that, and then also the fact that there's like you know, there's we're a band as well. So it's not like a DJ just going out and doing shows on the one.
That's
so it's
tough
like,
to coordinate.
You know, it's more coordination, and we have management, and there's you know, there's more mouths to feed generally. But we're good. We're doing all right, man. Like, ain't nobody had a day job in.
Time,
more than
fam.
A day. Yeah, 15 years, man. So this is us, you know. So
how many are in the group now? It's always confusing for people.
Myself, Metropolis, No Names is the core crew. Dag Nabbit's still there, but like, he doesn't do that full time. Like he doesn't, you know, he does production, he does bits, but he has his day job and his whole other stuff going on as well. But full time Foreign Beggars is three of us and our manager Matt Ryan.
Nice.
But how do you guys like you know because it's tough I just find it tough coordinating myself going out on the road you know I'm a consummate professional but no I wonder
you know,
like how
putting it out there.
Yeah.
You know I mean I think it just comes down to like having done it we've done it for so many years and there was so many years where I was managing it and running the label so and doing the bookings but I think like the main thing is like you know after we put out Asylum Speakers in 2004 we put the Cryptual EP out we were like bang we want to do a tour so between Shlomo and myself we booked like a 28 date UK tour, and we had like different packages. We brought graffiti writers from Spain and booked, you know. So after we'd done that, we got picked up by Primary and then Coda. So like when we got like a proper booking, you know, booking agents involved, and they kind of like took over that kind of side of touring, you know, it took, you know, takes a whole, you know, bunch of, you know, stress off the table. So yeah, we're like, they sent the itineraries through. But I think like it was only in about 2008-09 that I brought somebody through to be a manager for Foreign Beggars. And now we just have an organization the way it's set up. So we have our tour manager Mario, who handles all the, you know, as soon as the show is negotiated, you know, the email is passed over to Mario. He speaks to the promoter. So like basically 2 days before the show, ticket, itinerary, bang, everybody knows where they're supposed to be. Don't fuck up. If you fuck up, you buy your ticket. If you don't buy your ticket, you're a dickhead, and someone's gonna have a word somewhere. You know, it's just like open the email, make sure that everything is super streamlined and everybody has the information they need when they need it.
So you're getting looked after well now, basically, as opposed to having to worry about all that shit.
Yeah, but we got a whole bunch of other madnesses now, you know what I'm saying? Like you free some space up and then you're like, yeah, let's do all this crazy shit.
It evolves into another beast. And before you mentioned like that Radio One airplay money and stuff, like do you have any aspirations to be playlisted Radio One type tunes?
We've definitely been
recognised.
Went to number 7 in the charts with that Bad Man Rhythm tune that was on Ministry, and it's got. I mean, we do get lots of. It's really interesting because, like, I remember like when we put out Contact, which was like our first like international smash kind of tune. When I put that out, I sent that to we went in. We even got like a paid for like expensive radio plug and everything. Sent it out to everyone. Not a single person in the UK played that tune.
You know, serious?
When it came out, yeah, like nobody. They were kind of airing it. It was kind of like 2008, 2009 when Annie Mac was playing all like the fidget house kind of shit was popping off then. So she was like, it's kind of outside the remit, and like, you know, like it wasn't in the grime shit, and then like kind of Mr. Jam was transforming, so he wasn't really playing like UK. I don't know, it's just really weird. Like it just for some reason didn't get any recognition, and we put the video out and it blew, and everyone was like, yo, that's a big tune. It's like,
no, anyway. So the video helped more so than paying the plugger.
The video and also the remix as well. So like we kind of morphed the video, like the track, into the remix. Got like a heavy drum and bass remix, which got a lot of play in the drum and bass scene. But I think like it's just weird because we do so many different types of music, and we've got like a lot of the dubstep stuff, which kind of blew up because a lot of people like know us for the dubstep music that came out. Then there's people who know us for like that Bad Man Rhythm stuff that came out. Then there's other people who know us for like the drum and bass music that we put out, or a lot of people know us from like the hip hop stuff from back in the day. So it's like we have like these different pockets of fan bases. So I think everything accumulated, and I think like if you look back on it, our discography is kind of large, you know. So we've got like five albums that are out there already, plus like 2-3 full length mixtapes, plus, you know, like EPs and 12s on our label is probably about 10-15, and then there's like at least about 60 collabs, some of which are like super big and super small. So I mean, yeah, that's why we need.
Does it get confusing at all when you've got to put a set together for a show? You're like, okay, this might be this type of crowd or that, or do they all come to?
Not really. I mean, like there's certain shows that we'll go to. Say for example, if we're getting booked to play in Belgium at a rave where we know everybody's between 16 and 22, and it's like a certain type of dubstep lineup, then we'll be like, okay, cool, we're gonna have to play these joints. But the thing is, like, it's really weird with our set, because even since the first show we did at Kung Fu, like that set into the set that we have today is still kind of like, it's just an evolution. So it's just it's just a conversation. Be like, okay, stick this bit in, do this like this. From then till now, it's pretty much like, I mean, there's certain shows that we'll do, like for example, if we're going to bring the live band out, like the 10 year anniversaries that we did, or if, you know, it's a certain special type of show that's getting filmed for a festival, we'll be like, okay, cool, this is Glastonbury, we're bringing out the classics, you know, people want to hear this. So it's like we'll formulate the sets, but generally, yeah, we're just a lot of winging it.
Even back in those Kung Fu days, Kung Fu is a party that me and Maestro used to run in London, and we had Foreign Beggars and
first Foreign Beggars show
that
ever.
Was the first show
I
at
Kung
never Fu.
Knew
yeah.
that.
Yeah, 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 was yeah, that yeah. in 2000 and what?
2000. No, it was October 2002. The lineup was one. Yeah. So Sway's thing, Foreign Beggars, and Kalashnikov. Terra Firma, one Foreign Beggars.
I'm sorry. Jeez, I know that I'm completely biased, but we were smashing it with them lineups.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. That's just legendary today,
that, man.
Wow. Yeah, Sway. I had no idea that was
Bagger Man on the stage that night, basically.
Bagger Man. For real, you know, there was a lot. There was a lot, man.
Oh.
Yeah. Those were the days. I'll tell you what, like, back in the day, all the heavy dentures back in. I'll tell you what.
You know? Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. That's the, so you guys
that's
really...
That's the only show that I've actually got shook of coming out onto the stage before. I was like, all right, cool, we're going to do the show. Because that's the first day that Shlomo and No Names met each other. So we put the show together. Metropolis wasn't in the band at that time. So we just put the show together that day. Again, exactly how we've always done it. And then...
set the template then.
I was like, all right, cool, going to go out, do the show. And I literally, I just started hyperventilating before the show. And I was like... Chill the fuck out.
I mean, the thing is, there were a bunch of MCs there, and a bunch of
my friends and people came out, which is like really, because I mean, like, well, I always made it a point to like promote our shit to everyone, you know. So it's like, oh, you like hip hop, you don't like hip hop, here, listen to this shit, you know. So yeah, a lot of important people to me were in the building that day.
Yeah,
I was
for
like,
real,
that's amazing.
I mean, that's how I felt at DJing at the Deal Real reunion parties. It was like, because to me, this is like some of the people that are most respected when I think, oh god, Shorty Blitz is there, business is there, fresh all these heads kind of thing. Fresh. I'm like, okay, I've got to really bring it, man. There's no pulling the wool over no one's eyes here. So no, I definitely relate to that that feeling.
So
but
was it a similar experience then coming up with the Foreign Beggar's name? How did that come about?
Oh man, okay, shit, okay, that's another story. Basically, it was around that time, like, we had the first 12 was coming out, and I had this Indian MC from Brooklyn who was staying with me called Brooklyn Shanti, the one Shanti at the time.
Shanti.
So basically we were just there doing a bunch of shit, and like I remember that Nightbreed joint, the flip side of Alcoholic Author, with Kalashnikov, Jest, and Kaiser. And there was one part, like Kaiser's verse, and he goes, "Foreign beggars see change heavily preggers," and like that entire joint, every single verse is like line for line fire, like especially Kaiser's verse in that tune. And I was like thinking, what are we going to call the band? And then like this dude Shanti was like, "Yo, you should just call Foreign Beggars, yo!" Like da 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 da. And I was like,
"Wow!"
I was like, "I can, but it's sitting on the track." But I was like, you know what? It actually makes perfect sense. And like, what sold it for me was just like imagining stickers on the tube that just say "Foreign Beggars" next to all these fuckers coming home from work and shit, and people going like, "What the fuck is that?" And there was like mad issues with asylum seekers at the time, so it kind of was like, we're mixed up, I'm not from here, I was living here on a tourist visa on some kind of swerve shit, and
shit.
You know, Dag's half Norwegian, half Scottish, born in Colombia, grew up in Iraq. Shlomo's half, you know, he's Iraqi, Israeli, German. No Names, okay, he's the English guy, but he was conceived in Afghanistan.
He's
so we
English
let him
Afghanistan.
You know, but then Ebo, you know, he's like Ghanaian from London, but lived in South Africa.
I didn't know that, I swear
that's so much of like the story of London, like you're describing all of these different
so,
mixes.
So I think like Foreign Beggars, like, you know, it's like, you know, that it works on that level.
That's amazing.
And it's kind of just a fucking rag-o name, basically. You know what I mean? It's like,
no, but it's definitely got a dope ring to it. Right now, we're talking to Pavan, Orifice Volgatron, in the studio with us, of Foreign Beggars,
promoting this app
that you guys have just dropped. Very soon, we're going to be getting into the open mic. We've got two very special MCs stepping up, but we have also been asking the listeners about, well, my show was investigating what voice you would like to have for 24 hours. And, you know, it's only right for us to ask you guys. We've also got Nikki in the studio, who is Pavan's brother. So, Nikki, have you thought about it?
A voice.
Any voice in the world. See, I was thinking about, like, Barry White.
I've got two.
Okay, go on, Pav, who?
Choice number one. Actually, choice two would be James Earl Jones.
Oh, that's a good one.
James Earl Jones.
Because, you know what I mean? That would just like
try to sound like a lion.
You know what I mean? That'll just like chop the chirps time into like a millisecond. Be like,
and that's what it's all about.
Okay,
the efficiency.
That's all that matters.
Chirps efficiency.
That's what I reckon would happen if I had a 3-year-old girl's voice. I'd get any type of chirp sound, any kind. Look, I need some milk.
That's so wrong. Fresh milk.
Fresh milk.
All right, so that's voice two.
Cambodian breast.
And voice one would be Krang from the Ninja Turtles.
Crying, you took me back with that one.
That's a sick voice.
Those are two good ones.
Anyway.
Those are two good ones. Yeah, James Earl Jones. That's a strong one.
I know something's come up now.
I don't know, man. I think I'd just be Rick James.
Rick James, bitch.
The real Rick James or Dave Chappelle's Rick James, you mean?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay. it's a good contender, definitely. But yes, keep your messages coming through to hiphop@foodballradio.com, and you can tweet us as well. And after the open mic, we're going to be getting into Are You Taking the Piss? So hold tight for that. Have you, any of you here, heard of this new artist, a young guy called Nick Grant?
I have now.
Yes! You
that's
see
how
you
got
that
answer
works.
Those questions.
This is how we're introducing you
Nick
to
Nick Brewer.
Is he not? He's no. He's not related to Eddie by any chance. Eddie Grant.
I know a crazy fact about those dudes, man.
Who, Eddie Grant?
Well, as in Charles and Eddie.
Well, I'm sure. Oh no, that's the day. Okay, we're just going through every edit. But my friends in Detroit were telling me about how they used to sing, we're gonna rock down to Costco and buy some shoes. But yeah.
So anyway, I don't know why Costco had to get mentioned.
The tumbleweed.
Yeah, there's a tumbleweed.
Because this is how you dissed people in school. No, but Eddie Grant. No, who did you say? Not
Charles,
like, what,
Charles and Eddie.
Who, what's the?
I can't remember which one's which. Right?
Who's Charles and Eddie?
You remember, like,
I have no idea.
No.
Look go into on. My eyes. Can't you see that open world?
Would I lie to you?
Come on, fam. What, now, so seven, now 24, fam. Where were you, cuz?
Yeah.
Fam, I was on road, yeah. Like trying to, like, clean the roads, yeah, innit? Yeah. On the road with.
Crazy fact though. Okay. So I can't remember which one's Charles, which one's Eddie, but the white dude with the long hair. So let's call him Charles.
Oh, but wasn't he Indigenous American though?
I don't know. Well, you know, to me,
but
they were
not
the same to me, mate.
Yeah, they're all the same.
I mean,
anyway.
They were the same to me. Yeah, sorry, that's
I don't even know who you lot are talking about. But
anyway, so when he was 12 years old, he was in a band with the drummer from Faith No More and Cliff Burton, the bassist from Metallica, who died. So he was in a metal band with those two dudes.
Really?
Fun fact.
But then he sold out to get those hits.
Yo.
Miles' face is just like, huh?
You what? What time is it?
But no, neither Charles and Eddie or Eddie Grant have anything to do with this Nick Grant, this young rapper. He's from South Carolina, but yeah, just randomly discovered this tune. It's kind of fire. But hold tight, because very shortly we're getting into the open mic. Mike Righteous is going to be representing, and we've got Tizzy.
Jordans and think you live in large. You gave that lame nigga your pussy, then he stole your heart. What can them teachers teach me? Even they living hard. Got all them fucking degrees and still can't get a job. My nigga sub drug dealing, man, that's all he know. And Keisha selling food stamps for a hit of dope. Bitches never come around when a nigga broke. Now she trying to holler at a player like a nigga's coach. Niggas know, spirit of pop. I'm hot enough to sizzle and pop. My shit is fresh prints mixed with the locks. Squeezing your face, and I don't mean when pimples get popped. It's like your girl sleeping around, how I slipped in your spot. Second guessing my future, what will I equal out to? Real niggas don't change, so what do we amount to? It seems when you're down, everybody wanna doubt you. They don't hate you, they just hate they can't be what they love about you. Gold chains, niggas dying for gold chains. Niggas dying for gold chains. Nigga, we mentally enslaved by gold chains. Do anything to drive a range, nigga. Niggas dying for gold chains. Niggas dying for gold chains. Nigga, we mentally enslaved by gold chains. These rappers say the same shit, no, I don't get it, man. He tell you that you beautiful, deserve a different man. Saying how he gon' support you and your business plan. But all he wanna do is cut Edward Scissorhands. A twisted man her father was, let that drama go. He touched her, said he'd kill her if she let her mama know. What type of father is that? Set up his daughter for trap. He sold your womanhood, ain't even let you borrow it back. A whole new meaning to the apple, don't fall far from the sap. Had him up just to get even, man, what garden is that? He fucked the world up, she dancing to that rolling porn. She out here playing all these niggas like she Martin Lawrence. She ain't no rider, she only ride if the car's foreign. I bet this AR keep her out the middle of harm. How could she trust you in the club? Bustin' sad, but it's a world, nigga. She don't want you anyway, that's daddy's little girl. Gold chain. Niggas dying for gold chains. Niggas dying for gold chains. Nigga, we mentally enslaved by gold chains. Do anything to drive a range, nigga. Niggas dying for gold chains. Niggas dying for gold chains. Nigga, we mentally enslaved by gold chains. Gold chains. Don't leave me broken without these chains and rings. I'm hopeless. Don't take them away. They keep me noticed. The days of kings are left unspoken. Ayo. Don't leave me broken without these chains and rings. I'm hopeless. Don't take them away. They keep me noticed. The days of kings are left unspoken. Yeah. Oh, niggas dying for gold chains. Yeah, niggas dying for gold chains. Yeah, niggas dying for gold chains. Yeah, yeah, gold chains. Yeah, gold chains. Oh, 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 oh. Niggas dying for gold chains. Oh.
always happy to discover like random young people with passion in their and fire in their hearts with a message to spread. But yeah, that do definitely check him out. He's just dropped 2 singles online. You can just search up Nick Grant for that one.
That track was called Gold Chains.
But yeah, I'm feeling it. You're tuned into Fubar Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and my Stiggy every Monday 4 until 6 p.m. Yeah. And my show has been investigating very important issues as usual.
This issue is very important to me because I feel that each one of us have a very special voice within us that if we dig deep inside of us and let that out, we can get anything we want, mother lover. We can change the world. We can stop global warming.
Exactly.
We can stop bombing all these countries. All we got to use is a 3-year-old girl's voice.
Or Nelson Mandela's voice.
But Percy in Streatham, he's got an interesting one.
Yeah.
Sarah did mention it before, so I'm guessing that he didn't hear you say it, but he said, I'd love to have B-Reels from Cypress Hill's voice.
In it.
For one day.
I think I actually already have that voice.
Then he said, actually, yeah. You might as well say Orifice from Foreign Beggar's voice. Actually, but then he said, actually, maybe half a day as it might get annoying after a while. So maybe it isn't your voice, Pab.
It's all good.
I don't know. B-Reels.
Who was that? Sorry.
That was Percy in Streatham.
Percy!
Shouts out to Percy, mate.
Yeah, no,
B-Reel
was on my list, definitely.
I'd have Sendog's voice.
I was going to all Sendog.
Oh, yeah, Sendog's voice.
Percy!
It always sounded like you need the asthma pump, boy. That's the voice right there, man.
But Sendog, that's some of my favourite ad-libs in hip-hop as well.
Yeah.
Like, he's great at ad-libs, full stop.
Wow.
It's the Paw. Foo Paw Radio.
Oh, we got to get him on to battle you for that, Sarah.
Yeah, on ad-libs.
Yes. The ad-lib battle.
The ad-lib battle. No, but there's just too many ill voices.
Wicked, man. So we got Orifice Vogeltron here promoting the brand new app.
So sorry, is this under Foreign Beggars?
No, it's
umbrella.
It's a different thing. We just kind of helped develop it. Work with it and make it happen.
And your brother Nicky was involved Nicky's in the studio with us right now as well. You're right, Nicky.
Choose the voice that you want for one day to explain your involvement. Al Pacino.
You don't know when he's going to shout.
Yeah.
At any given time.
You can't tell whether he's happy or angry.
Is there a particular Al Pacino, like from a particular film, that you would go for?
With the voice, is there any difference?
Scarface.
I love him, and he's a legend. But any movie, if it's a rom com, it's going to be the same dude.
Satan, when he was Satan in
Devil's Advocate.
That is creepy.
Yeah.
Film. Yeah, no, Al Pacino, that's a good. I did actually think about Marlon Brando as well in Godfather. That would have been a good one, too.
But that's interesting.
No, Mises is like, not so much.
It's interesting. I was trying to remember his voice.
Jim Carrey's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a completely moldable voice as well, isn't he?
Marlon Brando on the radio, you couldn't decipher anything he's saying.
It's true.
He can
quite mumble.
He's
quite a mumble.
It'd be amazing.
Yeah, no, definitely. And you know, someone important to mention, mostly the voice guru.
Mm.
Oh, man. I can't even get
it. That was close.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? It's the big guru, Izzy. Yo, the bald head Slidic. AKA the bald head Slidic, you know what I'm saying?
I would never guess that was Guru. Yeah. I didn't know that's who you were trying to impersonate.
I guess my inner Kermit the Frog was coming out. I'm sorry about that.
Can you do any good hip hop impersonations, Pav?
Probably.
I can do a really good DMX. But anyone can, really.
I could do a good Giggs impression.
Go on.
Look.
That was fucking sick,
that
bro.
That was sick, fam.
Heavy. So just one more time, let people know how they can get this app called Brap.
Yeah, just go to the App Store. Just check us out. If you go to @BrapTV on Twitter, the link's right there to the App Store. Mm. Or you can go to App Store and type Brap. There's a couple of other fassy Brap apps out there, but this is the one. So BRAPP. You see waves on the front doing a little bar. So yeah, man. Brap app, it's in the App Store, Apple App Store.
Get involved. I'm gonna
Sweet
definitely
mate.
Download it. You might have to come out with another name and you'll
Spit
never know
bars.
That it's,
oh
it's
no,
me.
You're not
yeah,
gonna get Sarah Love Bars.
Start that beef Yo. On the streets, sorry, on the
see
app.
The, see,
beef
the dope,
on the
see
app.
The dope thing is that you don't necessarily have to be have, you know, like for example, you're a DJ and the things like you can have your channel there, but like you can save any beats you like from the stuff that you feel. So whenever you run up on an MC, you can be like, yo, just spit something in my channel here. So you can be like, they'll be like, big up Sarah Love's channel.
tutus now. You got your brat thing popping.
I love it. But no, you know what though, with a lot of apps, they're a bit shady, like Spotify and all those, what they do with your information. I hope you guys aren't on that business.
No, not really. I mean, in terms of like what we do with the information, it's kind of like making the app better for the people, you know. So there's stuff that we've got coming.
It's all about the people,
but
man.
Yeah, we keep the information kind of like, we don't ask for too much information. It's just kind of like to help the connectivity and keep it moving, really.
Yeah, I'll jump in on that. That's a huge thing. That
for real.
And I don't know, that was my stance from the beginning. We don't collect IP addresses. We don't do any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you sign up, we're getting practically nothing from you because we don't need it. This is about you reaching out.
Yeah, okay.
And that's what's important.
Good.
And hence why it's free also. You're just like, look, don't look at it as something.
$3.99
kind of.
And also in our terms and conditions, there's no shady kind of thing where like if something was created on Brap, we own this, that, whatever. It's like, no, it's all about kind of empowering the people and giving everybody, you know, the platform to do their thing.
Yeah, you keep your copyrights airtight. That's a huge thing.
JC would be down with this.
I don't think
Corbin.
He would. No,
I'm going to start Jeremy Corbyn channel on Brap, yo.
That would go off, I'm telling you. But I hope you guys are going to stick around till the end of the show. You hanging? You're chilling? Cool, chilling?
I like bars.
I've got one more trick on.
I've got one more person. Sam Davis. Shout out to Sam Davis. He said, if I could have any voice for 24 hours, it would be Nate Dogg. I'd sing every question, problem, and do mine. That's a good one, isn't it?
That is a great one.
She better lay low. All right, that's a shit. Nate Dogg, but she better lay low, though. You know what I'm saying? I know you're talking about this, Sam.
Oh, wow. That is a good one. Another overlooked one. We might have to span this out over a few more weeks, but yeah, to get through my whole list. But no, I got one more tune before we get into this open mic. Tizzy is in the building. Mm-hmm. We've got Mike Righteous about to step up as well. Do you guys know about Ransom Bad Bones?
Of course.
I love that dude. He's one of my favorite MCs out here. And Jazz T. They have a record out at the moment, and this one is called Legends of the Deck. So let me know how you're feeling. This one, hit us up. It's FUBAR Radio.
Fire to the idol, spiteful red eye, wannabe DJs ironing your vinyl. White labels get torn up, fraudulent orphans waterboarded, cautioning main supporters, bringing out more restraining orders upon their idols or rivals. The inconsistent submission division, bait on official, flinging records like an Olympic discus. The winners collapsing, Valium, gassing, and iron stamp is the brand of a violent charity scam. What type of language is that? You don't track the Yeti back. Slack, he ain't cutting no slack for the white DJs that burn wax. The quickest hand to react in the musical experiments. A credit to your regiment, every movement looks so effortless. Truly infectious, get your hands up to the atmosphere while I'm scratching out specimen surrogates, spreading pestilence. Just up a fat meatloaf and smack a black emo trio, crashing brand new Gran Torinos into Ram casinos. Deceivers remigrate and dehydrate, dealing with higher stakes like G.I. Jane, signing up to the CIA. Legends of the Dex are especially non expendable. So weapons show and Jasty, who's a record cut professional.
Bitch.
Who is this man body in needle exams?
I said it before.
Jazz T cutting up by the kilo or gram.
Two step back. Bringing skills to the battle. Bitch,
parasite. Try again.
Orchestrate the culture, hold the DJ at the forefront. Sinister bigotry, speaking legalese. We're leaving with CDs, mission incomplete, seeking for synergy. Stuck in the reason why you rap so corny category. Looking to fuck all horny stars in astro orgies. Make the crossfader shake up all you scum suckers. With painful crotch aching ladies in their cunt crushers. Negotiation is not likely when the table leg I'm waving is making you drop nicely. Bodyguards and assassins, your buddies blasted to fragments of Dolly Parton fanatic. The man was partly ceramic, align my focus. Supply a notice of the diagnosis. Bolts of fire, fry the culprit via lightning voltage. While invoking zero tolerance for the occupants, no common sense or knowledge, obvious problems with insomnia. Shadow boxing on the decks with methodical droppings. Operatives delivering concoctions of tetrodotoxin. Deceivers remigrate and dehydrate, dealing with higher stakes like G.I.J. Signing up to the CIA. Legends of the decks are especially non-expendable. So weapons show and Jasty, who's the record cop professional?
Check it, bitch, shit, bitch.
Who is this man body in needle exams?
I said it before.
It's Jazz T cutting up by the kilo or gram.
Two step back. Bring your skills to the battle. Bitch,
parasite. Try again.
Orchestrate the culture, hold the DJ at the forefront.
Forefront. Shit, bitch.
Eyes on the wheel. I said it before.
We ain't playing.
We ain't playing.
Bring your skills to the
We ain't playing. What are you guys chuckling about, man? I missed that one.
Nothing. Anyway, you were nodding your head there, Sarah, that was all.
I am the powers that be up here, okay?
We're about to go live right about now. We're in the last 10 minutes of the show.
It's myself, Sarah Love, and Mice Diggy. Every week we have the open mic where we invite a few MCs through to represent. That was one of my favourite MCs in the game right now, Ransom Bad Bones, that we just heard the track from off the Jazz T album. But in the studio right now, we have the main man, Tizzy. How you doing, man?
Yo, I'm good still.
Welcome, it's nice to have you here. I've never met you before either, so I'm excited to see how you're going to get down. And Mike Wright Righteous is in the building too.
Yeah.
What's going on, mother lovers?
Super good to have you here. And you were at the Climate March yesterday, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Performing, even.
Speaking.
Same thing. Sure you're talking into the front of the microphone.
I was there, though.
No, but you did like a kind of spoken wordy type thing.
My first spoken word that I'd ever written was.
Serious?
Yeah.
How did it go down?
Good, man. What I did is I played the vulnerable card, so everyone was like, oh, look at him, he looks a bit vulnerable. We like him.
See, that's the 3-year-old girl voice. See
you're
what I'm
hired.
Saying about using the three, that's my thing.
Yeah,
when you use that voice, then you get anything you want.
And we also have Logic in the studio too. I don't know if we're gonna get treated here to hear your vocal cords also.
Logic
time, let's get into this because we're running out of time. We want to make sure we get some fire from these lot. Tizzy, how do we get hold of you, Tizzy? What's the handle, Twitter? Obviously,
mostly on Insta, so get me at Tizzy Music, T-I-Z-Z-Y Music. I'm on Twitter as well, Tizzy _OAL, so just at me.
And Mike Righteous, let people know.
Yeah, I'm everywhere. I'm on Twitter, at Mike Righteous, Snapchat Mike Righteous 1, Facebook Mike Righteous Official, YouTube Official Mike Righteous, Mike Righteous.
Well, make sure you're talking into the front of the mic. Make sure you're talking into the front of the mic so everyone can hear what you're saying.
Let's get into the cypher, boy. We've been looking forward to this.
Let me say it.
Mike Righteous.
It's Fubar.
Yo, I said I wrote this on the way up. I'm so way up. If you waiting on my demise, don't stay up. We gon' play up. If they don't play us, we ain't leaving yard if they don't pay up. Pay up, pay up. I'm a player like a pimp. You just a deep imitation like a print. I might write Mike, don't give a what. On the side of a giant blimp. Can I cuss? Can I cuss? Okay, I'ma say fuck it. Write this on a giant blimp. Might blink and miss the entire thing. You expired from the word go. El Fuego to these lame hoes, I burn holes. Mr. Truth is back and I'm in hurt mode. Mr. probably had your girl, so you should chat to her though. Real raps in therapy, begin this the first dose. Trust, I don't wanna hear about your year. I don't care enough, I'm just here to get rich and fuck everyone. No, I don't want nothing to drink, you pair of mugs. No, I don't want nothing to drink, you pair of mugs. Shook ones be scared of us. I went from JDS sitting in a shed to we were sharing blunts to marching for climate change with some vegans and some vegetarians. Then we came to FUBA, just to tear it up. Do that thing where I prove it doesn't matter where you're from. Gotta say Wagwan is to Sarah Love. Can you say Wagwan to Sinead Harnett? Yeah, I think she's very buff.
I will.
She can turn down the date, that is fair enough. Yo, go on, guys.
Tizzy, what you saying, bro?
Look. Yeah, I'm feeling this one, you know.
Let's go.
It's like UK's up, I put the whole team on. Crept and cone and put the whole scene on. It's like UK loves that straight cash money. Yeah, it's Tizzy on my grind and I'm here to cash money. Yeah, my niggas catching money in the trap. I'm in love with the money, but I'm trapped in this rap, so I move intense. Show to show, in the black South Benz, we hit the road. Cause we rolling this life insane. Yeah, they be screaming my name, asking myself, is this really famous? This life was so hard to obtain. Get to the top and you have to remain with this game, so when I get to the top, yeah, I'm planning to stay. Told me we right, only blue G's left. Big fat rolling top jewels, I'm like, chat out me and I promise you, G, you can't live without me. Now I'm caked, they all wanna slice of me. Jealous cause they see all this ice on me. Cold, get this life really nice to me. And I'm tapping your bed like she flappy. With an now she's screaming papi. Asking what's all on my body. I'm screaming I'm money, your money, your money. Fuck it, I am that guy, I know that it's clear. Excuse my French, but I'm rocking Moncler. Looking for fame and I feel it so near. Yeah, they know my name, yeah, that's all that you hear. And I'm gassing this thing till I blow. With my real G's, if you know, then you know. Chasing the bread, yeah, I'm all about dough. Don't waste my time if you ain't about dough. Yo,
no.
About to get it popping now. Bitch, you owe me bags. Don't make me catch you shopping now. Don't make me back the rockets out. You know when I send for man, I leave him fucking hopping round. I'll send one at your mother's house. Don't fucking fuck around. Why you trying to mug it now? I said no, I said that I'm your pal. Cuss him out. Are you gonna go and get your cousin now? Get the Olympic Games on, win a stage on, and we can do this in the rain. You think I come all this way to get a couple bookings and bounce, or sign an album deal before I try putting it out without one? I'm pushing the bounce. You put your only way you communicate if I'm me out. You look at me now, I'm hollering out. You follow the crowd, I follow the angry. Your mob that's gonna surround you, still no underground to kill. On this silent hill, so hungry I can kill. Who you know with a mind as ill as mine? The 90s flow as real as mine. Stroke, keep the fire hydrant close, we fire at will. Find another rhymer with this type of will, or producer to make the kind of bits to make the think that you were part of Cypress Hill, it's righteous. And if it's really war, fuck talking over recorded tracks, man. You know where to find us. In my alley, you know what it is, Boomer Radio. Sarah Love my show in the building, tearing it up.
Oh,
cheesy.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, imagine, yeah. Yo.
Yes.
Look, finna tear up, you know. Look, look. And I'm back on this beat and I'm winning. Killing this beat, I'm a villain. Like they call me a joker. I take the queen from the king, then I poke her. She give me face to the sound of the bass drum. And I'm back on this beat and I'm winning. Killing this beat, I'm a villain. Look, look, they ain't ready for man. They ain't ready for man. Look. So these dons wanna stand up to me. Call a senorita, yeah, she call me papi. A, B, C, and she loving the D. A, B, C, and she loving the D. A, yeah, she really feeling me though. Shout Fuba. Look. Look.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Black
right, one more, one more. We got 1 minute.
I'm pissed because I mix liquor. You're pissed simply because you're bitter. You get up, pick up, and give up. You bitch, I'll sit up and listen. It's best you pick your position. If you can't take the condition, then get the fuck out the kitchen or stick to doing the dishes. I'll just keep doing this. You'll get gutted like tuna fish. Fuck up the flow. I'm fluid. I'm fluent. I'm through with this. I'm mute and immune to losing. I'm looting the music biz. Can't sue me. I'm too legit. Can't sue me. I'm too legit. See me, I'll undo my zip and Mooney a group of kids. Just a show you how many fucks that I truly give. Just cause it's humorous, just to amuse my friends. You can believe the rumors, YouTubers can chew my dick. Catch you in front of your computer, unplug your brute, or fuck up your future cause you do me in.
Yeah. Ow, thank you so much, that was fire. Hey,
Tizzy, Tizzy, come quick, come
I'm
quick.
I'm gonna finish
more.
It, yo. Oh, look.
You got 30 seconds,
yeah?
Rap.
Alright, cool. And I do it for the team. Do it for the face of the queen. In the eyes of my fiends, I'm the worst. In the eyes of your girl, I'm a first. Fuck puppetry, I'ma make it burst. I'm the illest, my nigga, it's a curse. Now your girl all dressed like a nurse. Cause a rich nigga wants her. No surprise, she's thinking with her purse. Look, look, look. Man, man, I started from humble beginnings. We in it, we winning. My team, we the realest. The music so serious. Fuck boys, yeah, they fear us. And you know that, period. Like, why you really wanna be me? GCMG. See you in the race for the peas. See you in the face for my peas. See you in my face for the peas. But you niggas still waiting on me. Yeah,
thank
they're
you.
Waiting on
you.
So one more time, how can we get hold of you, mother lovers?
Share the information, Tizzy.
Obviously, Insta, Twitter, YouTube, get me Tizzy Music. I'm everywhere, I'm there still. Tizzy Music, Insta, Tizzy underscore OAL.
Mike Righteous, yeah. How do we find you, man?
You can find me saving the world. I'm out here.
Of course.
Martin.
Yeah.
With that righteousness on the mic. Thank you so much for coming through, both of you.
Blessings.
Seriously.
Much love. God bless to everybody.
Always, man.
And
always.
Next time, we'd like to have a bit more time with you guys as well. Yeah, make sure if you missed the beginning of the show, you hit up the podcast at foodbarradio.com. We have all our episodes up there. It's just like MCs galore and hip hop illness galore as well. You've been tuned into the sounds of Sarah Love, myself, and Mice Diggy every Monday, 4 until 6. Shout out to Logic in the building. Thank you so much. Pav from Foreign Beggars. Nikki, make sure you check out the app and everything. But everyone, thank you so much for coming through to the show. And
we
hope to catch you all soon. Who we got next? You got Keep It Locked to Fubar right now. Here is some homeboy Sandman to send you off with.
Two thumbs with me. You ain't tough enough.
to be rude. I don't know how to switch moves on her. I put moves on her. She put moves on me. Had to put rules on her. I put rules on her. I put food and I fuel in her. She get full and I fueled with her. But I fall with her. She act cute, drop clues when I'm cruel with her. But I'm cool with her.
You ain't tough enough to thump with me. You ain't tough enough to thump with me. You ain't tough enough to thump with me. You ain't tough enough to thump with me.
Cigarette smoke is nasty. Hate to walk past it. You don't walk past me. Smoking that bullshit. That shit is pollution. I'm on that old shit. And I'm on that new shit. I ain't gotta do shit. I ain't gotta prove shit. I done been through shit. I'm like Confucius. But in the future, I had on Medusa. I was a composer. This was a producer.
You ain't tough enough to thump with me. You ain't tough enough to thump with me. You ain't tough enough.
It's not as good as the white one, but it's still sickening. But it's no picnic. Actually, it is. Why the fuck I keep bitching? Wasting, sending a ham and half risen. Don't look now, but the half with half what? Half with half wisdom. Don't keep blowing the bass, my black system. Blast the fast system.
You ain't tough enough to thump with me. You ain't tough enough to thump with me. You ain't tough enough to thump with me. You ain't tough enough to thump with me.